Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. At the direction of the Commander-in-Chief, the U.S. military is blowing up a ninth suspected drug-running boat, this time in the Pacific, off Colombia. At least three people on board were killed prior to this and one previous strike. Most of the drug-fighting action took place in the Caribbean. Tightening the screws on Vladimir Putin, President Trump announcing a new round of sanctions on Russia.
This is a significant shift in policy by the Trump administration, a move designed to inflict enough damage on the Russian economy to encourage President Putin to end the war in Ukraine. Announcing the new sanctions, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said they were needed to address Russia's lack of serious commitment to a peace process. He called for an immediate ceasefire and urged America's allies to support the U.S. and adhere to the sanctions. The two oil companies are responsible for more than half of all Russian production.
The BBC's Peter Bowes, the European Union has now agreed on a new raft of sanctions against Russia. Coast Guard says it's providing an operating base for Customs and Border Protection agents in the San Francisco area.
San Francisco Chronicle reports 100 federal agents are expected to arrive at the base in Alameda starting Thursday. It's part of Trump administration efforts to track down immigrants in the country illegally.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says San Francisco's mayor and California's governor have condemned the move to enforce federal immigration law. As Vice President Vance's visit to Israel draws to a close, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he will be traveling to the country later this week. And the aim of his mission is to shore up the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 115 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Now here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Several things as we get underway this morning. An accident westbound Route 100 at Route 10 in Anne Arundel County. Maybe some roadblockers there. We've had a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound between 197 and Powder Mill Road. And again, a backup developing there. Construction is underway. The contractor is already working today. Northbound 95 in Harford County, and they're blocking a lane at Route 24. That's the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day ahead of us. Cold to start with sunshine returning again. Highs end up in the breezy low 60s today. Clear skies will follow with lows dipping back into the frosty low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 50 in Boley's Quarters and 44 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police have cleared the driver of a truck in connection with the collapse of the Carroll Road Bridge. Police say after interviewing the driver and completing a thorough inspection of the truck, investigators have determined that the vehicle was not in violation of crossing the bridge and no citations were issued. Crews were called to Carroll and Philpott Road reports Monday afternoon where they found the truck in a large tree on the collapsed bridge. No injuries or leaks were reported. A Cecil County Sheriff's deputy has pleaded guilty to misconduct in office and unauthorized access to a computer. Dante Odom admitted to using law enforcement databases to gather information on 7 different individuals, including his wife, relatives of his romantic partners, and a woman who worked in his office building. None of the searches were for legitimate law enforcement reasons. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 628. The pick 4, 3075. At 6:05, you're on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next 5 callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Renewed energy was the theme yesterday in Owings Mills as the Ravens hit the practice field in prep for the Bears on Sunday. Lamar did participate, albeit on a limited basis. Here's Coach Harbaugh on what he wants to see from his squad.
We want to execute. We want to be physical. We want to be sharp. We want to be good. We're playing a very good team, and we're looking forward to that. It's an important game for us.
Important game indeed. The fans have booed and voted with their feet at the stadium all season long as Baltimore has lost 3 home games in a row for only the 4th time in franchise history. The other 3 years were 1997, 07, and 21. The Ravens had a losing record in all 3 seasons. Baseball news, the Giants making history yesterday, naming University of Tennessee head coach and College World Series winner Tony Vitello as their new manager. It marks the first time a big league team has hired a manager directly from a college program without any experience as a professional coach. Meanwhile, multiple outlets reporting yesterday that the Orioles have interest in interviewing Scott Servais to be their next manager. Servais currently employed by the Padres as a special assistant for baseball ops. This after 8 years of managing the Mariners before his dismissal toward the tail end of 2024. 1 playoff appearance for Servais in those 8 years. No playoff wins. Coming up in 30 minutes, what a debut for Cooper Flagg in San Antonio. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
Time of the morning, and welcome back to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, October the 23rd. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this morning, a Kenwood High School student was detained, cuffed, for a potato chip gun. We have a story for you this morning. It is day 23 of the Schumer shutdown, and a Democrat leader is admitting they're using it
as leverage. Wow. And our top story here today, a Baltimore SRO pleading guilty to stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayers' money in the city. He has pleaded guilty. He has yet to be sentenced. But we do find out he's going to get to keep his pension only in Baltimore. Last week in federal court, former Baltimore City Schools police officer Lawrence Smith pleaded guilty to felony wire fraud and income tax evasion. That's part of the plea deal. Smith agreed to forfeit no less than $200,000 paid to the U.S. government and $61,000 in restitution to the IRS. His convictions carry a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. Smith, you remember Chris Papps at Project Baltimore, had documented him. He was a Baltimore school resource officer. He was a coach, football coach at Dunbar. He was logging a bunch of overtime, and they found him at the time. He was logging and getting paid. He was on a boat in Chesapeake Bay. He was coaching football and not on duty officially. So he was trying to game the system, and he got caught. The feds, the FBI, came in and nailed him. He worked as a city school police officer for 22 years, and he also participated in the school pension program, which obviously they pay into his pension as well. And that's the big question, whether he should be collecting this pension or not. It appears that he'll be able to do that, and Maryland Taxpayer Protection Alliance individual David Williams saying that this is really frustrating, especially for Baltimore City taxpayers.
It's frustrating to see someone who's arrested for stealing taxpayer dollars, actually getting more taxpayer dollars after the arrest has taken place.
Yeah. So, again, you're innocent until proven guilty, so I understand that people want to withhold judgment and or any move on the pension, but now we have a guilty plea. We have a guilty plea, and apparently a spokesperson for the city retirement system says they don't have a bad boy clause prohibiting benefits for
bad boy clause.
Ready for misconduct. Don't you think this goes a little bit beyond the misconduct characterization? These are two felonies. And that Lawrence Smith, now remember, he's pleaded guilty to income tax invasion and, of course, other federal offenses. So Williams says that, this is the only justice here. If you want to make sure that people aren't going to repeat the behavior of former Officer Smith, is justice has to be severe and swift.
Justice needs to be very severe and swift and to show that crime doesn't pay. Right now, if he receives his pension from the city, it shows that crime does pay.
Yeah, felony wire fraud, income tax evasion, skimming off the taxpayers, claiming he was working overtime while he was obviously doing something else. I mean, again, this is just, and look, there are a lot of great officers in the BPD. This is not one of them,
No. Okay?
And this is a guy, and we'll see what he says. He faced up to 25 years in prison, so we'll see what happens here. But I'm not sure. I think he should be forced to pay full restitution. If he stole $215,000,
pay it back.
Pay it all back. Every single cent. And then for the IRS, I'm now wondering if the $61,000 that he has to repay the IRS includes penalties or not. But there has to be some deterrent here. And obviously, he's going to get some prison time, I would think.
But then again,
it's Baltimore City. You never know. So the question is, should Officer Smith keep his pension or not? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can call in and let us know. 613 traffic weather on the 3s. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's some slowing, 95 South, approaching Route 100. The problem is broken down vehicle. Haven't seen it yet, but we see the impact, 95 South at Route 175 in Howard County. That delay is already there, so looks like it may be in the travel portion. Looking now at 295 southbound, approaching 197. Report of an accident earlier between 197 and Powder Mill Road. It's moving, but it's very slow southbound, and the ramp traffic coming on from 197 is also backed up in that area. About 15 minutes ago, there was a wreck westbound Route 100 near the ramp area at Route 10 that's coming out of Pasadena in Adirondack County, and the contractor is already working Hartford County. They're already blocking the lane northbound 95 at Route 24. That's the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a sunny day today, a little bit cooler than yesterday. We'll be in the low 60s today, again, clear and chilly tonight. Right now, again, as you head out the door for school or for work, it's a little bit chilly. Right now, 45 and clear in Columbia, 46 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. People are using ChatGPT to choose their lottery numbers, and based on some recent jackpots, it appears to be working.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a little tip for you if you're playing the lottery.
I might use it myself.
The question is, do you have to split the winnings with the laptop? That is the question. The Louvre in Paris has reopened after the $100 million theft in the missing jewels that apparently belonged to Napoleon and Josephine. Apparently they weren't well guarded.
They said that they watched the security tapes and there was like nothing.
Yeah, they bought one of those cherry pickers and they went up to like the second floor, broke through a window, and just took the jewels and they were out of there. By the way, the $100 million in missing jewels do not include those of Bruce Caitlin Jenner. Just wanted to. The new survey shows one quarter of American workers did not take any vacation time this year. They clearly did not include any members of Congress. Okay, they're always on vacation.
Indeed,
we're not getting anything bang for our buck. Some weather models predict that New York could see 100 inches of snow this winter.
I heard that it was going to, I mean, every year something says we're going to have a vicious winter, but...
Well, this would kind of fall right in line with Mamdani, the commie. Because people used to predict the day that a communist wins mayor of New York City, hell would freeze over.
I think we're
NFL commissioner
last night.
Yeah, NFL commissioner Ryan. Yeah, he got crushed last night in that debate.
I saw.
He got absolutely lit up.
They ripped him a new one.
I mean, Sliwa was he was great. Cuomo even had a pretty good night.
Mr. Heatmiser.
Yeah. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is standing by the league's choice to have Bad Bunny perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. He says it will be a uniting moment. You know what? He's right.
Bad Bunny.
Everyone will be united rushing to the refrigerator into the bathroom. When Bad Bunny and his little pink dress come on to sing everything in Hispanic lingo.
Oh, please.
Yeah. NFL is moving the Pro Bowl to the same venue as the Super Bowl. That's where the Pro Bowl is now a flag football game between the conferences.
Right.
Sort of like the real game.
Sure.
Become nothing but penalties now. There must have been. I watched a game last week. There were 22 penalties.
Tired of hearing whistles blowing all the time.
Hey, by the way, today is National Slap Your Coworker Day.
National Slap Your Coworker Day, October 23rd.
Ow! Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
What the heck?
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
When you slap, you'll take it like it.
Wow, I just got a big headache.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
I gotta get out of here. Down, get a hold of yourself.
If that isn't a slap in the face, nothing is.
How's your mythical slap
song? This is here my day.
Here comes the obvious question. Today's National Slap Your Coworker Day. If you could choose just one coworker to slap,
don't
Maggie,
ask me.
Who would it
Please,
be?
Don't ask me.
You're first in the hole this morning. No one's going to take offense to this, but just go right ahead.
He signs my paychecks.
Okay, moving right along.
He's
Chuck.
Not anymore.
Chuck.
No, not him. No, I made a mistake. Seriously. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's out there now. We can't pull it back. Chuck, who would you choose to slap?
Well, I don't have any coworkers that really work nearby, but there are a couple down the hall I could get slapped.
Oh, we're not considered your coworkers?
Yes, but
long
you're up
distance,
there.
Yeah.
That's a 900-mile slap.
Yeah. Well, you could arrange that.
I don't want to slap anybody.
You could arrange for a barter service to hire someone locally to come over here and slap one of us.
Oh, that's right.
Send a slapogram.
Look them up at slap.com.
Yeah, that's right.
And I made a mistake, by the way. I met the person who cuts them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean the...
Too late.
No, not too late.
Well, we'll allow you that revision.
Thank you.
Just because we want you to keep your job.
I would like to.
What job?
I got another...
You know, I just I have a tough time coming up with one person that I was not, because most of them are gone.
I think
already.
You're looking at her.
Yeah. You know what? I would never do that.
No.
Chuck, maybe.
Yeah.
Chuck, maybe. Maybe Mark. Gary Stein, because sometimes he comes in here a little bit groggy. So if we slap him up a little bit, maybe he'll...
slap him up a little bit. That's nice.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
Now, they got him on record now saying he's going to slap me. That's good.
Right.
That's elder abuse.
All right. Yes, it is. Oh. It's really elder abuse.
Cut it out.
That's it. Cut yes. It out. What are you, 76 now?
Six.
Six, yeah. Right. 76.
You think I sound 76?
You do not.
Okay.
You sound as young as you did back at Transit and Traffic.
I know. Thank you.
But you weren't as knowledgeable then.
Metro.
You call me a dummy?
No. Oh. I see you're very knowledgeable now. It's years of wisdom and experience. That's what has paid
yes,
off.
Yes, it is. A lot of BS.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate good that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. So, again, the big question here is, should this SRO who has pleaded guilty to stealing $215,000 of city taxpayer money, should he get to keep his pension? Obviously, he's going to maybe get some jail time. We don't know in Baltimore City. Call us and let us know. 410-922-6680. Coming up next, Governor Tax Moore was spotted on Charlemagne the Goof. We have the results of that appearance here on Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks. Participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Got a text in just moments ago from a person who signs the checks saying that, hi, Maggie.
No.
Just heard on National Slap Your Coworker Day that who you'd like to slap. Good luck finding yours tomorrow.
I revised it.
You did. We want to clarify that Maggie said not the person who signs the checks, the person who cuts the checks. Two entirely different people.
Indeed.
All right, so
and the other part was, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There is a problem in the left tube, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. The situation has been cleared to the south end of that tunnel, but right now, they for a while were letting one lane go through, and right now the whole left tube is now blocked. That's 95 south. Very quickly, we're going to back up to the top of the hill at Keith Avenue, then it's going to back up to O'Donnell Street. The word's going to get out back up the road, and 895 very quickly
will start to back up from the Erdman Avenue ramp. So right now, the right tube only is open on 95 South. You come through the plaza area, and you'll stay to the right. We'll keep an eye on that. 95 South, broken down vehicle was in the roadway at Route 175 in Howard County, and we still have delays from an accident. Saw another trooper going south, and Park Police, same area, southbound BW Parkway is slowing between 197 and Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a little fall chill this morning, warming up. It's going to be sunny, breezy with temperatures in the low 60s a little bit later on today. And right now, 49 and clear in Annapolis, 46 in Ellicott City. Got a email in here from Eddie. He says, so the hypocrisy of the Democrats always, shows itself. So the people that have torn down statues for years are now upset about Trump remodeling the White House. Yeah, that's a great point, indeed. All right, Governor Tax Moore, more on him coming up a little bit later on in the program. But he appeared on Charlemagne the Goof, that Breakfast Club radio show the other day. And do you remember when Governor Tax Moore was asked to sign a bill that would authorize a study for reparations here in the state of Maryland? It happened during this past General Insane Asylum session. At the time, he either vetoed the bill or said he wouldn't sign it. I can't remember what the exact details were, but he got hammered. He got absolutely hammered by those on the progressive left. And there are a couple of reasons why he did that. One is that, you know, he wanted to maintain his viability for presidential ambitions in whatever year he decides. I think it's going to be 28. But the point being is that he felt that maybe this radical left-wing progressive stance of forcing taxpayers to pay money for the institution of slavery in this country might not sell well in the heartlands in the flyover country and might affect him in red states or purple states for presidential votes. But now he's telling a different story. Now Governor Moore is telling people that it wasn't about the fact that he didn't believe in reparations, and he just didn't want to have any more studies. He thinks the thing's been studied long enough. Here's what he told Charlemagne the Goof.
I saw you get a little flack because you vetoed a measure to create a commission to study potential slavery reparations in the state of Maryland. But to me, you had a valid reason if people actually heard your whole statement.
Exactly. I mean, listen, what I said was, I'm a person of action. I don't need more studies. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we've done four studies over the past 20 years on similar type of elements.
One of seven.
Four studies over the past 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so now he's completely throwing that out the window. He is doubling down. He's buying wholeheartedly into this radical progressive, ideology that America was founded on racism and slavery and oppression. And you hear this. This is pretty much what Mamdani's running on in New York City. And what AOC is touting is when she is going to be primarying Chuck U. Schumer. And we've heard this from Bolshevik Bernie. All these radical communists have always used race to divide this country and continue to do so. And that is, you know, there's your Trojan horse right there with Wes Moore. Wes Moore, it's like Brandon Scott. Not a word comes out of his mouth that doesn't have some kind of racial connotation. You know, he did it the other day on the affordable housing. He said these are communities with black excellence, and we're not going to split up the communities with black excellence. Here we have Wes Moore saying, I don't even need any more studies because I'm a man of action, and I'm just immediately going to demand at some point, who knows, maybe white people now are going to be taxed in the state of Maryland.
Oh, don't even mention it.
For reparations. Yeah, you probably shouldn't. Probably gives them ideas. I'm sure they've already had these ideas. But these other studies have already been done ad nauseum. In California, they did a same thing, commission. I remember we aired some of the audio of the debate of reparations. I mean, who is going to pay? Are the people that in Africa that sold their own into slavery, are they going to be charged? Okay. What about the people that took slaves in the Middle East? What about the Arabs
and their role in the whole slavery process? And what about the people that were fighting for slavery, fighting to end slavery in this country? White people like Abraham Lincoln and the Republican Party. Again, are they going to get a break on it? No, it's just it's ridiculous, and it's too expensive, and it's just this is identity politics at its worst. Thank you, Governor Moore, on Charlemagne the Goof. Coming up next, it is day 23 of the Schumer shutdown, and we finally have a Democrat in leadership admitting, oh, yeah, we're using it as leverage. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny and his agents, are their number one mission is to sell your home and to make sure that you get the asking price that you want and you sell it in the time frame that you need. Two very important elements. Vinny has a database of nearly 13,000 buyers who are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So when you sign the contract with Vinny, you are guaranteed to sell your home because he's got this database and they got eyeballs on your home even before it hits the MLS or the open market. And that's why we've had a number of testimonials from listeners over the years saying that they had listed previously with other agents, their home languished on the market for months, in one case up to one full year. But as soon as they listed with Vinny, it was sold within days. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Glen Burnie man has been sentenced to 6 years behind bars for felony vehicle theft and fleeing from police. 44-year-old Zachary Rolfe was arrested after a June 9th incident outside of a Home Depot in Pasadena. While the victim was loading lumber into his running vehicle, Rolfe hopped in the driver's seat and took off with thousands of dollars worth of tools and lumber. Police tracked the vehicle into Baltimore City, where Rolfe was arrested. He entered a guilty plea in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court Wednesday and received the maximum sentence. Baltimore County Police have released the name of the motorcyclist who was killed in a crash on Monday afternoon. The accident happened at around 4:30 p.m. at Pulaski Highway and Stevens Road when a motorcycle operated by Andrick Morfin struck a compact SUV that was exiting a parking lot. Morfin was taken to a hospital after the crash, where he was pronounced dead. Police say the accident remains under investigation. School bus violations are down 50% since Howard County installed AI-assisted cameras in 2021. The school system is using cameras provided by the bus patrol organization to identify and find drivers who don't stop for buses. The technology is provided at no cost to the district, with funding coming from citation revenue. Drivers who are caught violating school bus safety laws face a fine of $250. And Baltimore County Police have cleared the driver of a truck in connection with a collapse of the Carroll Road Bridge. Police say after interviewing the driver and completing a thorough inspection of the truck, investigators have determined that the vehicle was not in violation for crossing the bridge and no citations were issued. Crews were called to Carroll and Philpott Roads Monday afternoon, where they found the truck and a large tree on the collapsed bridge. No injuries or leaks were reported. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
On Casey and Company, it's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It is, in fact, an accident in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I just saw a medic unit backing in to the tunnel from the other side. So that's going to be there for a while with the medic unit there. Only the right tube is open. 95 already is backed up beyond the bridge at Eastern Avenue, and it's rapidly going back towards Moravia Road. 895 already. They take the hit They get the word out in Rosedale. There's a problem on 95. So now the old Harbor Tunnel, which is only two lanes south, is backing up very quickly here back towards Moravia Road. So big delays already. We're in the 25-minute delay range already on the southbound side. Couple of problems to the south. We had the wreck on the BW Parkway southbound between 197 and Powder Mill Road. There was a broken-down vehicle in the roadway on I-95 southbound near the bridge at Route 175 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day ahead of us. Cold to start with sunshine returning again. Highs end up in the breezy low 60s today. Clear skies will follow with lows dipping back into the frosty low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It's basically do or die for the Ravens for the rest of the season. The margin of error extremely slim from here on out. Players were asked yesterday if the Bears game has a playoff feel. Here's DeAndre Hopkins.
I think, you know, now for us, you know, is every down and every play means a lot. You know, it's not playoff football yet, but for us, you know, it's kind of a situation where, you know, everything is, you know, a little in height. You know, we got to go out and play our best ball. Well,
Kyle Hamilton's take on the situation was a little bit more severe.
I think you can't ignore the past, but, you know, we're forward thinking at this point, kind of have to be. Every game for us is a playoff game. That's how it feels and how it's going to have to be from here on out.
Meanwhile, in Chicago, Bears head coach Ben Johnson was at the mic showing respect for the wounded Blackbirds.
Listen, it's a good team. The record really doesn't indicate what they're capable of doing. They can put up points in bunches, and this defense is always, since Harbaugh's been there, has always found a way to respond.
So. Ravens are still a 6.5-point favorite in this game as Vegas expects Lamar to play. However, he was just limited yesterday in practice, ran around a little bit, didn't really participate. Marlon Humphrey missed practice yesterday with an illness. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Commanders will be without Jaden Daniels this Monday night when they take on the Chiefs in Kansas City. Marcus Mariota will make the start. The MRI was negative on Daniels. Six managerial openings remain in Major League Baseball after the Giants hired Tony Vitello out of the University of Tennessee yesterday. Orioles continue to move slowly. Luis Rojas has been a confirmed interview. Tony Mancillino and Albert Pujols have reportedly been interviewed, and the team has expressed interest now in Ryan Flaherty and Scott Service. Wizards opened their NBA season last night in Milwaukee with a thud, losing to the Bucks 133-120 was the final. Meanwhile, the debut of Cooper Flagg didn't go as planned last night, overshadowed by a dominant Spurs center.
Lively denied emphatically by Wembanyama.
It's like playing against your dad in the driveway when you're 8 years old. What do you do?
Wemby three. You bet! Plus the foul.
Wow, it's Wemby's world. Dave Pasch with the call on ESPN last night. What didn't the 7'4" center do? 40 points, 15 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Flagg was held to 10 points in the Spurs' 125-92 win over the Mavs. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the love-hate relationship you have with your team.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Look, we all know the Ravens are bad right now, and it's not great for Baltimore, but we have been spoiled over time, okay? This is a Jets fan interviewed before a game, just a guy with a mic. I don't know if you saw this or not. Guy with a mic saying, you know, what do you think about the game coming up, you know, as he's walking to the game in the parking lot. I think we've all felt this at one time or another.
I'll see if I can get your thoughts on the game.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
Kid's, like, 14 years old.
That's contradictory. You can't hate this team and be a fan. You can hate the way the team is playing.
It's the love-hate relationship.
You can hate the ownership, but you can't hate the team. But I would point this out. They won a Super Bowl.
They won a Super Bowl 50 years ago.
Cleveland hasn't.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to tell me. Okay, I'm all over that. Never stop with that.
All right, Gary, thanks.
Oh, boy.
6:38, 22 before the hour of 7 o'clock, day 23 of the Schumer shutdown. Russ Vogt, Don't Fear the Reaper. And, of course, yesterday, or that wasn't yesterday, the day before, at the White House for the Senate Republican luncheon, President Trump said they introduced him as Darth Vader.
Because
the Democrats call him Darth Vader. No, get it right, you Democrats. It's not Darth Vader. He is the Reaper. And the Reaper is slashing government, that is for sure. But, again, on day 23 of the government, Schumer shut down. For the 12th time, the Senate failed to advance the House passed funding bill that would have ended it. For the 12th time, Senators Van Hollow and also Brooks refused to vote to reopen the government. You federal workers are such your friends, right? There was a 22-hour speech by Democrat Senator Jeff Merkley, who wasted his time by going after President Trump, calling this authoritarianism. If that was the case, he'd have been hauled out of the chambers and put into, what do they call those things? The padlocks that they put them in. The Senate vote was 54-46, three Democrats voting with Republicans, but they needed six more because Rand Paul always votes no. It's the second longest shutdown in history. The 35-day shutdown back in 2018 was the longest. And again, we have final admission here from the Democrats what this is all about. She's in leadership. Catherine Clark is in the Democrat minority leadership. And she is admitting to an interview that the Democrats are using this as leverage.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
So serious that they're going to use it. They're going to use American suffering as leverage for their own political gain or whatever the case may be. And there it is, folks. That is the admission.
It's out there.
Schumer has officially jumped the shark moment in which he thinks the media is protecting President Trump.
I would ask my colleague, one of the greatest blows to democracy when we don't have a fully free press, and has it been a hallmark of so many of the countries that he has mentioned that are autocracies or absolute dictatorships, to have no free press so no information can come out? And doesn't that dramatically hurt the American people when government is shielded and can do whatever it wants and hurt as many people as it wants because you don't have a free press? Doesn't it really frighten, shouldn't it really frighten every American that this is a large step on the road away from democracy towards tyranny and towards authoritarian government?
I tell you what's frightening to most Americans is watching you speak from the Senate floor. That is just, again, they should put that speech up on Halloween because that'd scare the dickens out of most of everybody. And then finally there's Hakeem Jeffries, who is spewing more of his nonsense.
Meanwhile, President Trump is busy demolishing the White House to build a ballroom to celebrate him like a king.
Yeah, he leveled.
There's the king thing again.
He leveled the whole thing. All right, he demolished it. When you demolish something, everything is gone. Okay, Hakeem needs to go back to vocabulary 101. Check out the definitions of language. All right, more to come, including your calls and comments on whether this school's resource officer should get his pension or not. Time for traffic weather on the threes, and here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
And it's another fun day at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's an accident in the left tube. It's been closed now for almost a half an hour. Southbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube is open. Delays all the way back into the area. I'm just going to change the camera here. I'm sure it's back here by now. We have pretty much dead stop at Moravia Road. It's going to back up to the city-county line. 895 is going to join that. And then eventually 95 coming down from the Beltway through the bridges at Chesico Avenue will back up there as well. Right now, if you're sitting in the tail end of this backup right here at Moravia Road, to go from there through the right tube, eventually down to 395, 30 to 45 minutes there. 895 ain't much better on the southbound side. We had the wreck earlier, southbound BW Parkway at 197. The northbound traffic coming up through Powder Mill Road was still getting some impact there and a little bit slow. I can't say for sure that that vehicle is gone, but the pace was better on I-95 southbound. There was a broken down vehicle in Howard County at Route 175. But this is a major problem again with the poor old Key Bridge sitting in the bottom of the harbor, both the tunnels, with massive delays again today on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sorry, the program fact checker has most of the Key Bridge has been removed from the bottom of the
concrete.
The tabs go.
God, six, you know what I mean. The whole damn bridge.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast.
What don't you think I got off of?
Fall chill.
Just rode in?
Apparently, the one that hit the bridge. Fall chill this morning, warming up to sunny, breezy. Temperatures in the low 60s right now, 48 in Parkville, 47 in Pasadena. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hey, how about this? Wanted grave diggers. Good salary. Applied.
No. Too morbid.
The morbid, the merrier.
The morbid, the merrier.
That was the funeral home of Diggs, Graves, and Barry.
That's right. America has now weighed in on its official favorite sandwich. What do you think?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A? Okay, you say it's a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, any guesses?
I would probably go with that.
All right. No, it is the grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
What?
Grill me a cheese.
I'm not grilling you a cheese.
Grilled cheese, number one. 61% of Americans saying grilled cheese is their favorite sandwich. Of course, this was a cheese company that took the survey, Tillamook. Would you like your grilled cheese with butter or mayo or both?
Butter.
Butter all the way. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And do you like it on white bread, multigrain, or sourdough?
White.
I'll take the white bread.
I like the sourdough. Really good stuff. So, again, that thick sliced sourdough with, you get more cheese, get more sandwich out of it. Mm-hmm. The Gobbler.
On this show.
The Gobbler returning to Wawa. When are you making an appearance at Wawa, Mr. Gobbler? Gobbler Johnson.
Governor?
Gobbler Pettiman.
Oh, Gobbler. That's what they call me, Governor.
Thanksgiving-friendly sandwich features hot turkey and gravy. You can opt for the cold sliced turkey, not in gravy if you want. And then you get customized several fixings, cranberry sauce, stuffing, mashed potatoes.
Wow.
New options this year include double stuffed gobblers. Gobbler wraps. So, good stuff. I like that. The Gobbler.
But the Gobbler loved that when it was double stuffed.
No, at Wawa. Jack-o'-lantern pizza back at Papa John's for Halloween 2025.
That sounds cute. I never heard that.
Yeah, get one for your Halloween for your trick-or-treaters.
We don't have trick-or-treaters out where I am.
I know.
They're afraid.
It's bad.
I don't blame them.
Jimmy John's Pickle Witch officially is back. That's a pickle sandwich. And of course, with pickle flavored chips, the whole nine yards. Just for you, Maggie, Progresso wants you to smell like barbecue with its new deodorant.
Barbecue deodorants.
Bring the signature smell of barbecue to your armpits. The deodorant is being sold as
what
part
an
of
improvement.
The part of the limited edition pit kit. With a can of Progresso Pitmaster barbecue style grilled chicken and fire roasted corn soup.
You actually, they're actually going to, you're going to see it on the shelves?
Yeah.
Where would it be? In like deodorant, or would it be in soup?
It'd be probably locked up at the Walgreens.
Oh, yeah,
the,
it's locked up.
With the
up.
Rest of the other stuff.
That and the socks.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
Exactly.
Put up a stand up there on Long Green Pike.
Yeah.
And sell some of that stuff.
I should. All the other farms have their stuff. I'm going to sell sure. the barbecue pit.
This is a weird story. Matt McConaughey and his wife, apparently he was arrested or cited years ago. Police found him naked playing his bongos.
No kidding.
And now they've made a commercial of it. And they're making fun of themselves. It's for tequila. So I don't know if he's naked. I haven't seen the commercial yet. We're just,
I want to know.
You know, I bet you do.
And, you want to see his bongos?
Yeah. Apparently everybody, what's it on social media? Or?
All right, Gobbler. We'll see you in a couple.
Thank you.
Wawa. 6:49. Let's go to Ken in downtown. Ken, good morning. You're on Casey and Company. Ken could not hang through the break. So Ken was going to argue. He said that he believes Officer Smith or former Officer Smith should keep his pension, and he was going to tell us why, but he either fell out of the cell or could no longer hang on hold. All right, 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We have more of the same from Democrats advocating violence. This is Texas Democrat Yolanda Jones.
Work. I'm from the hood, okay? So when a bully comes, like, if there are no rules, you literally have to figure it out. So Donald Trump has changed things, and people trying to do what's always been done is not going to work. And I think that's why Democrats are losing black people. That's why they're losing poor people, because poor people, all they want is for us to fight. So if you hit me in my face, I'm not going to punch you back in your face. I'm going to go across your neck, because we can go back and forth fighting each other's faces. You've got to hit hard enough where they won't come back.
Yeah, as soon as she said, I'm from the hood, I knew it was going to go down from there, and it did. So once again, we're going to go for your neck. That's either a reference to Charlie Kirk, or it's a reference to slitting your throat, or smiting the infidel on the neck, whatever it is. I don't know what her faith background is. But once again, troubling, violent rhetoric from an elected official from the Democrat Party. Not good. 6:51, the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family, door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up on 6:53. Coming up at the top of the hour here on Casey and Company, Jen Psaki Puppet is back. You know, she's got a show on MSDNC, and she's going after the marriage of Vice President J.D. Vance and Usha Vance in just a disgusting, demonic thing. So we'll share that with you also. The Hopkins have arrested that rape suspect, but he's got a rap sheet a mile long. There's the latest on MS-13 Merrill Man, and Democrats have launched what they're calling an ICE tracker. They're aiding and abetting criminal illegal aliens. And the question is, when will the long arm of the law catch up to them? Traffic and weather on the threes. Gobbler Johnson has got all the latest fare for you.
And all the big delays still there. Left tube is closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So 95 now is two lanes only in the right tube. The backup is all the way back to and beyond Moravia Road. The traffic coming down 895, detouring. Only two lanes at the Old Harbor Tunnel, so they're backing up around Moravia Road and the city-county line. If it's going to stay here for a while, it's been closed now for about 40 minutes, southbound in the left-hand tube. That's going to back up eventually back beyond the city-county line. So heads up on 95 if you're coming south from the Beltway, from Kenwood Avenue down through Chesico Avenue. That work zone, by the way, is underway. The contractor already there this morning in Harford County takes away a lane northbound 95. At Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A fall chill this morning, warming up a little bit later on. Sunny, breezy, temps in the low 60s. Right now we're at 47 in Glen Burnie, 47 in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here this morning. Mark in Rosedale, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're fine, sir. Thank you.
Well, I've got a recommendation, and I hope you guys take it seriously.
All right.
I love Miss Maggie, and I hope you keep her on the show. And the reason I say that is because she's got an effective personality, man. I love to hear her laugh.
Did you say infected?
He didn't say infected.
Yeah, and also I want to borrow $5.
But, well, bless your heart.
She might not have it after comments made earlier in the program.
Mark, I rescinded. I redacted. It was a mistake.
Mark, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and I love the way you talk about eating things.
All right, Mark, thanks so much. Speaking of eating things, 16-year-old student Takai Allen, sitting with his friends after football practice this past Monday afternoon, all of a sudden, armed police officers suddenly surround him, guns pointed at him. Here's, he explains what happened on Monday afternoon.
It was like eight cop cars that came pulling up to us. At first, I didn't know where they was going until they started walking toward me with guns, talking about, get on the ground. And I was like, what? And they began on my knees and then put my hands behind my back and cuffed me. And then they searched me and they figured out I didn't have nothing. Then they went over there onto where I was standing, throwed the bag of chips on the floor. They said that AI detector or something detected that I had a gun, but I was just holding a Doritos bag.
Oh.
Yeah. So he told Rebecca Pryor, Fox 45, that, you know, he was scared, as anyone would be, because, you know, you watch all these police officers with guns pointed, you think, okay, lights out.
Yeah, it was really aggressive at first.
What's running through your mind when they're watching you?
It was mainly, like, am I ready to die, or, like, are they ready to kill me? Because they were all pointing at guns at me, and I'm not used to all those guns pointing at me.
Yeah, and the question is, it turns out this AI software developed by this company, OmniAlert, mistook his shiny, crumpled bag of Doritos, the way he was holding it in his hand, like a firearm. The software in his last year scans existing school surveillance cameras for signs of weapons. If a potential threat is detected, it alerts law enforcement in real time, and apparently was within minutes of when the AI detected the potato chip gun. It turns out that everything is fine, but there was no apology, says Takai, and his grandfather, Lamont Davis, saying that things could have gone really bad.
No, they didn't apologize. They just told me it was protocol. I was expecting at least like somebody to talk to me about it.
God forbid my grandson could be dead. Had he flinched, twitched, anything.
In a statement, OmniAlert expressed regret over the incident, acknowledging the image closely resembled a gun being held company called it a false positive, but defended the system's response, stating it functioned as intended to prioritize safety and awareness through rapid human verification. Baltimore County Public Schools sent a letter home to parents reinforcing their message and noting counseling services would be available to students affected. And I look at this story, I said, there are two ways to look at it as a parent. One is that I'm glad that they do have software AI detection system that can detect guns before they actually get into school, or they may be actually to use it. Because we always talk about what can be done to prevent these kinds of school shootings. That to me, I think, is a step in the right direction. The other point is that as a parent, okay, this was a false positive. This was a mistake. You know, admit it. Apologize.
Right.
That's all I have to say. We're really sorry, Takai. We'll show you the picture. It kind of does look like a gun, and maybe he would understand it. But again, you have to do something to protect these children in school these days. And at least they're trying in Baltimore County. It may not be perfect. It may have its flaws. But as far as I'm concerned, I think no harm, no foul. But again, his grandfather brings up the point that had he not been compliant, had he tried to run or he got scared or spooked or whatever the case may be and did something out of it, then it is going to be a it could have been much worse. So we have to keep that in mind as well. Quick, Tony on the Eastern Shore, a quick call. Let's squeeze us in before the top of the hour.
Yeah, it's just that I wanted to agree with the fellow that called in about Maggie. I mean, the news is so horrible, and we start out our day so stressful, and then you have Maggie.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And her wonderful laugh. I mean, she breaks the tension.
All right. Thanks,
thank
Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, so we got the Maggie Hunter Fan Club in full, again, regalia here this morning. So, again, did you pay those people, Kristen? 7 o'clock
thank
on
you.
Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The federal government shutdown drags on after Senate Democrats again torpedoed a Republican resolution to reopen the government and start budget negotiations. Day 23 of the federal government shutdown. The Trump administration turning up the heat on Vladimir Putin.
New sanctions were announced Wednesday against Russia's oil industry as the U.S. looks for levers to end the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's something Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been asking for. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the measures are an attempt to choke off the Kremlin's war machine.
A substantial pickup in Russia's sanctions.
President Trump spoke with reporters at a meeting with NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte.
These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies, and we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
Trump says a plan to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Hungary is off for now, but he remains optimistic.
Hopefully he'll become reasonable, and hopefully Zelensky will be reasonable too. You know, it takes two to tango, as I say.
Rutte spoke to reporters afterward.
I'm absolutely convinced that with sustained pressure, we will be able to get Putin to the table.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's grateful for a fresh round of European Union sanctions, adding it's quite clear that Russia will not commit to serious ceasefire talks without some serious arm twisting.
Ceasefire is possible, of course, and I think all of us need ceasefire. But we need more pressure on Russia for ceasefire.
Another suspected drug-running boat blown to smithereens off Colombia. The vessel taken out by the U.S. military. It's the second such strike in the Pacific. President Trump ordering ICE agents to San Francisco to enforce federal immigration law. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 31 points. NASDAQ futures up 13. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Southbound, left-hand tunnel, Fort McHenry Tunnel, been closed now since about 6:20 this morning with the wreck in the tunnel, and we're still blocked off. Only the right tube is open. 95 is backed up from that point all the way back towards the city-county line. 895, not much better. 25 to 35-minute delays right now for the traffic southbound, both on 895 and 95. No word yet when we may get the left tube back open. In the meantime, we're picking up the normal morning delays now on the Beltway, the Parkville side. Some slowing towards Greenspring is starting to develop, and anywhere, of course, from 795 down through Frederick Road with those delays. JFX right now, we're clear from Ruxton Road. If you're going north on 95 in Harford County, the contractor is working, takes away a lane on 95 northbound at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day ahead of us. Cold to start with sunshine returning again. Highs end up in the breezy low 60s today. Clear skies will follow with lows dipping back into the frosty low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in Middle River and 44 in Pikesville. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Cecil County Sheriff's deputy has pleaded guilty to misconduct in office and unauthorized access to a computer. Dante Odom admitted to using law enforcement databases to gather information on seven different individuals, including his wife, relatives of his romantic partners, and a woman who worked in his office building. None of the searches were for legitimate law enforcement reasons. Odom also admitted to defying a December 2024 order that stated he should not have any contact with an individual, but he did and recorded the conversation without consent. A Glen Burnie man has been sentenced to 6 years behind bars for felony vehicle theft and fleeing from police. 44-year-old Zachary Roth was arrested after a June 9th incident outside of a Home Depot in Pasadena. While the victim was loading lumber into his running vehicle, Roth hopped in the driver's seat and took off with thousands of dollars worth of tools and lumber. Police tracked the vehicle into the city where Roth was arrested. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 6-2-8. The pick four, 3-0-7-5. You're on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey. When I endorse a product or service on the radio, I take it very seriously and I do my research. I did the same when I first met Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty about 9 years ago. Vinny's here in studio today, and I'm going to ask the same question I asked you when we first met and before you helped hundreds of our listeners sell their home. Vinny, tell us, what sets you apart from other real estate companies?
Well, Sean, number one is my guaranteed offers. I'm so confident I will sell your home at 100% of your price that if for some reason I can't, I'll pay you the difference. Number two is I have the buyer so your home may already be sold. I literally have 12,786 buyers in my buyers in waiting database. This is how I'm able to create higher demand, more offers, and that means more money in your pocket.
Friends, get to know Vinny Steele like I have. Upfront written guarantees with the least hassle. Call or text Vinny right now. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer. Keeping your home warm all winter long. Nagging question all year in Owings Mills. How come if, as players and coaches say, the practices have been good, they've been clean, energetic, well executed, why hasn't that translated to the field? 1-5, after all. Here's All-Pro center Tyler Linderbaum.
Yeah, good question. I think there's a lot of things that go into that. At the end of the day, it's
it's a player driven league, and we got to play at a higher level. You know, no matter who's out there, we got.
So within that answer, Linderbaum citing no matter who's out there, injuries as a major reason. Meanwhile, safety Kyle Hamilton says the team still believes.
Because I feel like getting this position, and we haven't really been in this position, it's easy to kind of put your head down and nail it in. But, you know, we still feel like we're talented enough to make the playoffs and make some magic when we do. So,
meanwhile, the NFL is not considering dropping Bad Bunny as its Super Bowl halftime headline performer. Commissioner Roger Goodell said yesterday, quote, "It's a carefully thought through decision," Goodell said. The 31-year-old Bad Bunny has been vocal in his opposition to Trump and his policies. He performs in Spanish and is expected to do so at the Super Bowl. MLB's 121st World Series starts tomorrow night in Toronto, but the Blue Jays have yet to name their starters. Speculation has former Oriole Kevin Gausman in line for Game 1 or 2. The Dodgers have announced Blake Snell and Yoshi Yamamoto as their 1 and 2 starters. Coming up in 30 minutes, a new dark horse candidate has emerged in the Orioles' managerial search. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Taking you inside the home of Barack and Michelle Obama right now. I have a message to President Trump. Play that funky music, white boy. All right. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Democrats launch an ICE tracker, which seems to me is aiding and abetting criminal illegal aliens. We'll see if Homeland Security will weigh in on that. We'll take a look at the number of local stories here this morning, including the new Maryland Freedom Caucus coalition on energy that they're going to join with other states. The Hopkins have arrested a rape suspect with a rap sheet a mile long, and much, much more. But our top story in this segment is that former White House press secretary and current MSDNC propagandist Jen Psaki Puppet sparked a massive uproar, and she took an incredibly cruel and I think just inhuman shot at Vice President J.D. Vance's marriage to his incredible and beautiful wife, Usha, the Second Lady of America. She was appearing on the I've Had It podcast, which is a far-left bunch of dunces, where she was discussing Vance's almost certain run for president in 2028. Here is what she said.
Well, I think the little Manchurian candidate, J.D. Vance, wants to be president more than anything else.
Yeah.
I always wonder what's going on in the mind of his wife. Like,
agree.
Are you okay? Please blink four times.
Yes.
We'll come over here. We'll save you. And that he's willing to do anything to get there. And that your whole iteration you just outlined, I mean, he's scarier in certain ways.
He's smarter.
In some ways. And he's young.
Yeah. And ambitious.
And agile in the sense that he is a chameleon who makes himself into whatever he thinks the audience wants to hear from him. Now, what's also true, though, is J.D. Vance is not, he's in some ways goodish on paper, if you like what he believes in. I don't know. But I don't know that he can take the whole movement with him.
No way.
I don't think so either.
He has no riz.
It's got no riz, right?
None.
And he just is a little odd. And
totally.
So Trump's odd in a different way. So I'm skeptical of that. So yeah, he's got to. I mean, everything going on right now, and I think we have to be very clear-eyed about this, is about trying to manipulate the public around elections. And
so if you don't know, the term riz means charm or appeal. That is something that, to me, I mean, that's just I think it's repulsive. I think it's below the belt. Wondering what's going on in the mind of his wife. Like, are you okay? Blink four times. Come over here. We'll have. So we'll save you. Jen Psaki is a dunce. She really is. Usha Vance, who met her husband, I think at Harvard or Yale. I think it was Yale. She's an incredible lawyer. She is smart as a whip. For you to say something like that, I think just shows just how the discourse in politics now has gone to lowest common denominator. And not to say that both parties aren't guilty, but the Democrat Party seems to find new ways each and every day to lower itself. And I think this is being driven by the fact that she's a hater, that she's jealous, and she's afraid. She's afraid that Vance will be able to carry the MAGA torch forward once President Trump is done.
God forbid someone loves their country.
Yeah, so that is, but calling him the little Manchurian candidate. Normally, she's not a politician. Hillary Clinton was a politician, but Usha Vance is not a politician. Leave the wives, the spouses, and the kids out of it. But they're the ones that will do anything to acquire power and to keep it. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. We'll tell you the White House response in just a second. The traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
Been an hour since we've had this incident at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the left tube southbound is still closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right tube is open, back up on 95 all the way back to the city-county line. 895, not much better, back towards Moravia Road. Anywhere from 30 to 40-minute delay southbound. Very tight right now as you're getting in the tail end of that backup. And really, unless you know your way around through the city, don't have much recourse for that. The Beltway northeast side takes a little bit of that traffic coming over from Bel Air Road towards Providence Road, the inner loop now towards Greenspring. Of course, should start to see some heavier traffic there, but at last check, all the lanes were open, and we're not really seeing any major problems at that point from Park Heights Avenue. A little cloudy this morning so far, so we're not getting much of a sunshine problem through the area. The west side outer loop, as you might expect, anywhere from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road, and then much better, at least down the hill towards 95. JFX still in the clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
In Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a fall chill this morning and warming up a little later on. Sunny, breezy, back into the low 60s overnight. It'll be clear temps in the upper 30s out in the burbs, low 40s in the city. Tomorrow and Saturday will be sunny, temperatures in the 60s. Right now, clear 45 in Bel Air. It's 48. In Baltimore City. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the White House is responding to the Jen Psaki's sexist Usha Vance comment. Stephen Chung, White House Director of Communications, put on X that she must be transferring her own personal issues onto others. Psaki is, quote, a dumbass who has no comprehension of the truth as to overcompensate for her lack of talent by saying untrue things. Circle back on that, moron. End of quote. I don't think you'll see Usha respond to this, but we may see the vice president defend his wife's honor. They're currently over at the Vatican right now. They were just in Gaza the other day, and it is something that Vice President Vance was. We'll skip to him, Vice President Vance, on this cut. Kristen, and he basically was, before he went to the Vatican, he was praying for peace in the Middle East and trying to at least appeal to the people of all faiths, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim.
As a Christian, I think the world's Christians will know that this country, that this region of the world means a great deal to me. And at some point today, I hope to go, or at some point in the next couple of days, I should say, I hope to go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which Christians believe is the site that Jesus Christ was crucified in. And I know that Christians have many titles for Jesus Christ, and one of them is the Prince of Peace. And I'd ask all people of faith, in particular my fellow Christians, to pray that the Prince of Peace can continue to work a miracle in this region of the world. I think that we have made incredible strides over the past week. We're going to have to make a lot more, but I think with your prayers, with God's providence, and with a very good team behind me, I think we're going to get it done. Thank you all.
Yeah, and look, it's fragile. We know that it's fragile. We know eventually Hamas must be eliminated. They're giving them an opportunity to lay down their arms and take the road to peace, which apparently they're not willing to do. And at some point, President Trump's going to say, that's it, Bibi, go in and finish them off. But I think what's happening is they're trying to get the rest of the remains of the hostages out of Gaza before they do that, because otherwise they'll probably never, ever find them. The Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, saying there's a list a mile long of issues that still need to be investigated that, of course, went to the lawfare, all the other, the attempted coup, undermining President Trump and his authority, and they're just getting started.
I've got a long list of things that we're investigating. We have the best of the best going after this, election integrity being one of them. We have evidence of how these electronic voting systems have been vulnerable to hackers for a very long time, and vulnerable to exploitation to manipulate the results of the votes being cast, which further drives forward your mandate to bring about paper ballots across the country so that voters can have faith in the integrity of our elections.
Yeah, and we got to clean up that mail-in ballot mess. It is a mess. That has got to be a main focus of President Trump and Tulsi Gabbard. If we want to ever have election integrity again, we've got to get rid of the mail-in ballots once and for all. The president, the Wall Street Journal, by the way, Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, Fox News, New York Post. They're all, they don't like Trump, okay? I know there's some people at those outlets that do, but as a whole, as a group, they just don't like Trump, and they'll constantly poke holes in his policies, especially the tariffs. Wall Street Journal out with a report saying that Ukraine is using U.S. missiles, medium-range missiles, to attack in Russia. President Trump said fake news.
They're not using our missiles. They're using, I think, European missiles or from someplace, but they're not using ours. And what they do, I don't control that, but I do control our missiles. They're not shooting our missiles in. It was a fake story.
Yeah, completely fake story. The U.S. struck another drug boat, this time the Pacific Ocean, the eighth strike against a drug trafficking vessel. Again, this is something that they say have the intelligence that proves. They're not sharing with anybody else, because they do. That gives up their sources and methods as to how they know. But meanwhile, Rand Paul, calling this extrajudicial executions. Well, maybe they should call in Senator Paul in a skiff and show them what they have. The reason why President Trump said he canceled the meeting with Vladimir Putin.
It didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel like we were going to get to the place we have to get, so I canceled it. But we'll do it in the future.
Yeah, they're going to do it when there's going to be something that's already been agreed to and they can have some productive means. Meanwhile, the U.S. announcing heavy Russian sanctions against Putin and their two big Russian oil companies, the two largest ones that fund Kremlin's war machine. Again, they've now had heavy sanctions placed on them. And the EU is going to have their NATO war against Russia with or without President Trump. It gets worse. We'll get the details of this a little bit later on, maybe in a different segment, but it seems to me like they're hell-bent for a war because Europe wants it, and of course we don't. And finally, CNN is up for sales. It's got to make Christian Amanpour, Abby Phillip, and Jake Tapper and friends pretty nervous. Wouldn't it be great if President Trump bought it?
That'd be nuts.
It would be absolutely off the charts. That's the way it went down 277 days in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, your thoughts on Jen Psaki attacking? Of course, Vance is fair game. He's a big boy, former Marine, retired Marine. He can take it. But his wife is where they're saying that's a hit below the belt. 7:21, and you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks, participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains, and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, with the update here this morning on the Rush Hour, Gobbler Johnson.
There's an active fire call in the city. When they arrived, they had smoke both floors of this house fire. Wilkins Avenue between Bentelow Street and Pulaski Street over on the west side. I would imagine with all the equipment that's there, we're going to lose some lanes on Wilkins Avenue, and then the side streets at Pulaski Highway and Bentelow Street over there to the west of Monroe Street are going to be affected as well. Fort McHenry Tunnel, left tube southbound, has been closed since 6:20 this morning with a wreck in the left tube. The right tube is open. The damage has been done. We're backed up all the way back through the city county line. 895 is stopped pretty much at Moravia Road and the city county line as well. 30-minute delays, if not longer, right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a kind of a chill to start the morning, but it warms up a little later on. Sunny, breezy, with temperatures in the low 60s, and right now we are at 46 and clear in Reisterstown. It is a 51, mostly sunny skies in Ocean City. And I got a text here from Michael. He goes, Sean, my thoughts is it's time to do the filibuster rules. Has to be changed in this case. It's too long for the Schumer shutdown. We do not need Schumer's henchmen and their crowd votes, just Republican votes, not so the Democrat votes, because we don't need them. We need to open up, not close, just open. That's the big debate. Marjorie Taylor Greene and some Republicans are saying invoke the nuclear option, knock off the filibuster for a vote on clean CRs or whatever, and like they did, Harry Reid did with the judicial nominations. That blew up in the Democrats' face eventually, and I just worry that this could blow up on our face down the road in the future. No, Kristen wanted to weigh in on, I think, on the Usha Vance story.
I do. I'm going to make some breaking news here. I agree with Jen Psaki on a few of her points. Not on the marriage, that should be off limits. But let me start here. I don't know if anybody caught this, but a couple days ago when Trump was doing his outdoor barbecue picnic or whatever for the Senate at the White House, and he was, you know, recognizing some of the senators, and he was talking about Tim Scott. And if everybody remembers, you know, last year Tim Scott was on the short list for the VP list. Now, I wasn't really a fan of his either. But anyway, Trump apparently was, and he was saying how great Tim Scott was. And he made this strange offhand comment that Tim Scott was going to be the one. Until, quote, something happened. And then, well, we know what happened. And then Trump kind of went back into his speech. So
meaning the vice president?
That's what it sounded like to me. And if anybody remembers the timeline, which this still bothers me, you know, we didn't know that it was the weekend before the RNC convention, and that was when Trump was shot at Butler. And then suddenly there was this scramble, and like Tucker Carlson and Don Jr., people were calling Trump in the hospital, first to make sure he was okay, but quickly he needed to nominate J.D. Vance as VP. Like, as if Trump was going to die, and suddenly he needed to, like, hand the mantle off to somebody. And that just bothered me. Like, why J.D. Vance? And now, I really didn't like anybody on the short list, to be honest. But anyway, and then he did have to pick somebody quickly because the convention was the next week.
Right.
But I don't know. With all this stuff with Vance, you know, we've talked about his tech, you know, mm-hmm. all the tech bros yep. are the ones that bothered him and now or put him up and gave him a lot of money. And now they're all in the White House every day. And these aren't people that we would normally trust, like Peter Thiel. Now, Tucker Carlson was also for him. And I do overall like Tucker Carlson. But, you know, Vance just a few years ago was calling Trump Hitler. And yep. I don't know. I'm not saying that you can't have a political evolution, but I don't know why you're rewarded with the vice presidency for that. What about people that have been with Trump, like, since day one, and especially through January 6th and the dark Biden years? So Vance is sort of a Manchurian candidate for me. He's sort of like Obama. He went to an Ivy League school. He, you know, if I wrote my biography, I don't think Netflix and Ron Howard are going to immediately pick it up and make it a Netflix documentary. So it did seem a little forced. And I'm not saying he's done anything wrong as far as he's been in VP, but Republicans have been fooled for years by the perfect person on paper. Again, as how Jen Psaki kind of said, I'm tired of someone who says all the right things and is white on paper, but then they get in office. You know, right now, it's safe. He can say all the right things. He can be, it's not very brave because Trump is the one who's doing the heavy lift. But how would Vance be when he's actually president?
Yeah. So we've heard this.
It bothers me.
Well, look, Don Jr. is the one that really pressed for J.D. Vance to be the vice president.
He wasn't the only one.
He wasn't the only one, but he was the one that I think has the president's ear the most out of all of them. And so that's number one. Number two, I don't know, because obviously when you say MAGA, J.D. Vance does not really pop as first in your in
nope.
mind.
Nope.
So the question is, actions will always speak louder than words. I do think that, you know, again, I think Psaki's Manchurian reference is not how you're interpreting it. I think, look, I just think the Democrats are afraid of anybody with power in the Republican Party right now. Whether they think that he's the MAGA continuation or not, that remains to be seen. I think that there's debate about that within Republican circles.
There should be.
So the question that I have now is, which person do you think out there in the political sphere would carry the MAGA torch like President Trump?
I want an outsider, not a politician. I don't want to go backwards. Yeah. I don't want to go backwards.
All right. Very good. Interesting. And we'll get to that. What President Trump did say, which kind of disturbed me in his Truth Social post about these long-range missiles in Ukraine. That's coming up as well. All right. 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Baltimore County Police have released the name of the motorcyclist who was killed in a crash on Monday afternoon. The accident happened at around 4:30 p.m. at Pulaski Highway and Stevens Road when a motorcycle operated by Andrick Morfin struck a compact SUV that was exiting a parking lot. Morfin was taken to a hospital after the crash where he was pronounced dead. Police say the accident remains under investigation. School bus violations are down 50% since Howard County installed AI-assisted cameras in 2021. The school system is using cameras provided by the Bus Patrol Organization to identify and find drivers who don't stop for buses. The technology is provided at no cost to the district, with funding coming from citation revenue. Drivers who are caught violating school bus safety laws face a fine of $250. And Baltimore County Police have cleared the driver of a truck in connection with the collapse of the Carroll Road Bridge. Police say after interviewing the driver and completing a thorough inspection of the truck, investigators have determined that the vehicle was not in violation for crossing the bridge, and no citations were issued. Crews were called to Carroll and Philpott Roads Monday afternoon, where they found the truck in a large tree on the collapsed bridge. No injuries or leaks were reported. And a Cecil County Sheriff's deputy has pleaded guilty to misconduct in office and unauthorized access to a computer. Dante Odom admitted to using law enforcement databases to gather information on seven different individuals, including his wife, relatives of his romantic partners, and a woman who worked in his office building. None of the searches were for legitimate law enforcement reasons. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Big delays in both the Harvard tunnels. The wreck has been there in the left tube of the Fort McHenry tunnel southbound 6:15, 6:20 this morning. Been there a long time, still blocked. Only the right tube is open on 95 South. The backup now on 95 is back to the bridges at Chesico Avenue, now affecting the traffic coming south from the Beltway and down through Rosedale. I'm going to imagine there's a lot of traffic on Pulaski Highway trying to get away from that. 895 is also backed up right to the city-county line, so we're in that neighborhood now. 45-minute delays southbound at both the Harvard tunnels, and we're watching closely to see if we may get the left-hand tube open, but for right now, status quo at that point. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays out there along 695. That's an active fire call in the city affecting Wilkins Avenue near Pulaski Street over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day ahead of us. Cold to start with sunshine returning again. Highs end up in the breezy low 60s today. Clear skies will follow with lows dipping back into the frosty low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A dark horse candidate has now emerged as a potential replacement for Tony Mancelino as manager of the Orioles, and its former Yankee first baseman, Don Mattingly, currently the bench coach for the Blue Jays, so he's unavailable for interview, which might be one of the reasons the Orioles appear in no rush to fill the vacancy. The mustachioed Mattingly, 64 years of age, fits the Orioles' criteria as an experienced managerial candidate, having spent seven seasons as the Marlins skipper and five seasons leading the Dodgers. Big line of questioning yesterday at Owings Mills related to the report out of the Baltimore Sun on Tuesday on fun stuff being removed from the Ravens locker room as the team stumbled to a 1-5 start. Ping pong table gone. Cornhole confiscated. John Harbaugh talking about it yesterday, saying the Sun report didn't get it quite right.
I would say that the report was inaccurate and false. The stuff was taken out of the locker room. I was informed of it after it was gone by the equipment guy, and that the players, the veteran players, a couple of veteran players, got together and decided it, they wanted to take that stuff out.
And then he continued.
So my pinball machine that I gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas, I don't know where it's at right now. So I don't know where it's at. It's in the storage room somewhere, I guess. I'll take it home. I'll take it back home. I like pinball.
Who doesn't? Later, Kyle Hamilton was asked if indeed it was the players, and does it even matter at this point?
Really in tune with the whole thing going on, but I don't think it's that big a deal whether it was players, coaches, whether in the locker room, out of the locker room. I don't know if that's really affecting us on the field that much, but you know, if we felt like we needed to do that as a team, then I'm all for it.
So be it. College football, it'll be a big homecoming weekend in Annapolis as the crisp fall air hits and the Mids put their unbeaten mark on the line against FAU. Navy coming off a bye. Head coach Brian Newberry says it was much needed for a variety of reasons.
We didn't go crazy, but we got some good work in. We got them rested up a little bit, took a lot of the banging off of them, and you know, I think it's important for our players to get away from us for a little bit, too. You know, as much as I know they love us and we love them, it's probably good to get a little separation.
Navy 6-0 in the year, looking to go 7-0 for the first time in 47 years. NBA last night, a new name has emerged on the hardwood, and it's not Cooper Flagg.
B.J. Edgecombe for three. Wrecks that.
Closeout by Grimes perhaps had a little effect on that shot.
B.J. Edgecombe coast to coast for the rookie.
Call on NBA TV, V.J. Edgecombe, rookie out of Baylor with 34 points in his NBA debut. The most by a rookie since Wilt Chamberlain scored 43 in his debut against the Knicks in 1959. The time now is 7:37 when we return. Happy birthday to a Maryland native.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So yesterday we told you about Jimmy Fox, the native of Sudlersville, Maryland, yes, over on the Eastern Shore. I had never even heard of Sudlersville, but you have seen the sign for Sudlersville, yes, on your way down to the beach.
Well, way to Washington College.
On the way to Washington, yeah, College. Mm-hmm. So here's another one that I think is going to surprise you. Born on this day, October 23rd, 1962. Doug Flutie, born in Manchester, Maryland.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know
that. He's a Carroll County native.
I did not know that.
Yes, he is. Now, the family moved early on. At 6 years old, he moved to Melbourne Beach, Florida. But still, Manchester, Maryland, Doug Flutie, Carroll County native. I never knew it. So now I'm a Doug Flutie fan.
Yeah, okay. He went to BC, though.
So?
I thought you were a Maryland guy.
I am a Maryland guy, but still, it wasn't. Maryland probably didn't even recruit him. He was short, right? He gives short guys.
I don't know if that qualifies. I mean, you're born. Was he born here?
Yeah, he was born here. He was born in Manchester, yeah, Maryland.
See, it was like when they always say that Larry Hogan went to DeMatha, and they pretended he was a big DeMatha stag. Mm-hmm. He was there for maybe a year, half a year.
So he didn't graduate from DeMatha?
He did not graduate from DeMatha.
That's interesting. So okay.
If you don't graduate from DeMatha, I don't count you as a DeMatha.
Well, you're certainly not an alum.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You are an alum.
I am.
An esteemed alum.
Thank you very much. I don't know about esteemed, but Pettyfield steamed at me this morning because I made a comment about retired Marines.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter what I say. Whether it's former or retired, the Marines always get on my case when I say that. So whatever. I'm just going to say a Marine from now on, and then whether active or inactive. That's
better safe than sorry, Sean. Exactly. You should know that by now.
I should know that. Mm. Thank you, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And you're on, of course, Casey and Company. By the way, Baltimore Police Department and Johns Hopkins University Police announced the arrest of Raymond Lunn. He was arrested on Tuesday in connection with a assault and attempted rape on the campus Saturday night at Johns Hopkins. The assault occurred near Decker Quad around 7:30 Saturday evening. According to Johns Hopkins University Police, the victim was assaulted and fondled before the suspect fled towards Bowman Drive, where he was captured on camera. Get this. Lunn is a registered sex offender. BPD Colonel John Herzog read his rap sheet.
Including prior convictions for attempted rape, armed robbery, kidnapping, assault, burglary, auto theft, violation of probation, and more. He's a repeat violent offender who has served multiple prison sentences.
Yeah, and so this young girl was assaulted. She was sexually abused and fondled, and the attempted rape was obviously thwarted for some reason. Don't know why, but this is just unconscionable. And every time I think about that, what if it was my daughter or my granddaughter? And the like, and all because Maryland can't get its act together in putting violent and or repeat offenders away for long periods of time. I don't know what it is about you bleeding heart do-gooder liberal judges, because you're responsible for letting a guy like this out on the streets where he can prey on young unsuspecting women on the Hopkins of campus. Have you no decency? Have you no moral compass or conscience that you allow this to happen in our state? Our criminal justice system in this state is horribly broken. Horribly. So much so that it is, again, there but for the grace of God go I. Now, the other big story is that the Maryland Freedom Caucus. Oh, before we get there, I wanted to get a phone call in here. Sue's in Federalsburg on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Sue.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to backtrack on the J.D. Vance and Jim Scott comments you're
right.
making and trying to Right away, I was thinking J.D. Vance and Jim Scott 2028, and I think J.D. was picked, again, because of the close connection with Donald Trump's son. And also, his upbringing and all that he brings to the table, because he is, as Kristen said, he is highly educated, and has all these other attributes similar to Trump. But he knows what it's like to be in the military.
Yep.
He knows what it's like to have been, a mom that was a drug addict and all that stuff that he went through. I mean, it's just, he's got so much, all over the place. And I don't know that much about Jim Scott, but what I do see in him is his demeanor when he speaks. It seems like he's very thoughtful. He doesn't, I think that calming aspect of him may be part of the.
Maybe. I know that Tim Scott was much better at advocating for Trump than he was for himself. Sue, I got to run. But look, it bothered me as well that Vance once referred to President Trump as Hitler. If you're so highly educated, you should know better. You should know better than that. But somehow Trump saw past that. And we are where we are today. As to whether or not, we keep hearing Marco Rubio, too, is the other name that keeps coming up. We got a long way to go until 28. So there's a lot that's going to happen between now and then. We'll see. 7:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Gobbler Johnson.
And brought to you as a service of the Liberty ship, John W. Brown. It's docked at the Inner Harbor, I think. Can't verify it yet. They're going to let traffic through in the left tube at the southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. But the police cars are still here on the south end as you're coming out of the tunnel. So I'm just going to watch. I just saw some traffic going into the tunnel, and everybody's following, and they have a pedal to the metal. And then you're going to get to the south end, and they're going to slow you up as you're working your way down towards Key Highway. They're in the process now trying to get all this stuff squared away and shut down between 615, 620, and now with massive backups through that area. So just because you're moving doesn't mean we're going to be completely cleared out. And now the right tube is now slowing, which could indicate that they're moving these vehicles from the left tube over towards the ramp at Key Highway. So we're not out of the woods yet. We're just starting to move some traffic, but they're not even out of the tunnel yet on the southbound side in the left tube. So all those backups are still there all the way back through the city-county line and back into the Rosedale area. Wilkins Avenue in the city shut down on the southwest side, Bentelow Street towards Pulaski Street. That's a house fire in that area. Join us aboard Baltimore's ghost ship, the SS John W. Brown, for an unforgettable experience filled with history and spooky surprises. Great fun for the entire family for Halloween. It's every Friday between now and the end of the month. Get all the information at BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. A fall chill is in the air. Going to warm up a little bit later on. Be sunny, breezy. Temps in the low 60s. Overnight clear temperatures in the upper 30s, low 40s. And then for tomorrow and Saturday, you can expect sunny skies and temps to be back into the 60s. Right now, of course, it's starting to heat up just a little bit. Right now it's 48 in Reisterstown, 46 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM custom pens and keychains for you here today. Stephen Abingdon is our contestant. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Thank you, sir. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last. I haven't been doing too good lately, so
okay.
I need some advice.
Have you ever won before?
Yes, I have, and I'm lucky. I have my eighth grade granddaughter with me who knows everything. So,
All right.
I'm in good shape.
All right. So she probably would get the best of Chuck, that's for sure. All right.
Wouldn't go that far.
I think Chuck dropped out in the fifth grade, if I remember correctly.
Oh. Nice. It's like only one thing kept me out of college. That was high school.
right. Here we go. Story number one. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson will introduce a reparations tax to help close the $31 million budget shortfall. White residents will have a reparations fee tacked onto their property tax bill. Apparently, mixed race residents will receive a 50% discount. Story two, what's going on with the Secret Service? According to published reports early this month, an agent was promoted that never passed a fitness test and was moonlighting as a plus-size model. So apparently the agency still hasn't cleaned up its messes. And story number three, the Alliance of Indigenous Nations International Tribunal has issued a brand new order. They're saying that the mRNA nanoparticle injection or COVID vaccine is indeed a biological and technological weapon of mass destruction. All right, story one, the new reparations fee tacked onto property tax bills in Chicago. Story two, Secret Service agent never passed a fitness test, was moonlighting as a plus-size model. And story three, the Alliance of Indigenous Nations calling the jab a biological and technical WMD. All right, we will start with Kristen.
Well, once again, they're all probable, but I think I'm going to go with number one. Not that that mayor wouldn't do that, but I still don't know how you're going to actually apply that. So I think one.
Kristen goes number one. Maggie?
I'm going to have to agree with Krista. I mean, there'd be an awful lot of research to make that possible. Not that I could see it happening, but there's no way.
Okay. And Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck goes for number two. Mm-hmm. And Steve and his eighth grade daughter.
All right, Victoria, what do you think? Oh, now she doesn't know everything. We're going to go with number one. I thought that before everybody voted for it, so I think that is the fakiest of all the three.
All right, so just for reference here, you thought it, and then but you still wanted to get Victoria's input anyway.
She knows everything.
Okay, all right. Seriously, she confirmed your thoughts, is what you're saying, Steve.
Yes.
All right, so Steve and Victoria going for story number one as well. Story number three, that's the Alliance of Indigenous Nations saying that the jab is a weapon of biological and technical mass destruction there. That's true story. And story number two, voted by Chuck, the Secret Service agent never passing a fitness test, moonlighting as a plus-size model. That is also a true story. Maggie. And Kristen and Steve and Victoria all are winners today. Story number one is our fake news story.
Should have stuck with your strategy.
All right, congratulations, Steve and Victoria. We'll put you on hold and tell you how to get
right. Yeah, boy. Got a treat.
I will tell you that I'm being offered lots of money to make sure you go first every day.
Offered money by who?
I can't say. I can't reveal my sources. I'm not saying it's anybody on the panel. I'm just saying that there are some people.
We don't have any money to offer. I know it's not us.
You know what I mean? I ain't offering money.
That's right. You never off money. Just barter. All right.
Do a quick update.
Yes, sir.
Left tube is open. Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right tube is slow because the vehicles are now on the shoulder at the Key Highway ramp, and they're looking at it, so we're still backed up.
All right, coming up next, we are going to be looking at the latest strategy by the Maryland Freedom Caucus and others on how we can resolve the energy crisis here in Maryland. We'll get on that. Top of the hour, we'll take a look at, Governor Moore with his layoffs. He criticized President Trump for laying off federal workers. He's laying off state workers, and he was the architect of his own demise. He's the one that hired him in the first place, and now he's whining about doing that. And Mackenzie Frost going to join us at 8:37 this morning on this new Sidestep program, but she's got a brand new interview that's going to drop tonight with City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. She'll preview that with us here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility. You're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Gobbler Johnson has got all the important stuff to share with us.
I got a lot of stuff. The whole show is a lot of stuff, as we well know. The left tube is open. Fort McHenry Tunnel was closed from about 6:15 till just about 10 minutes ago. So that's the good news. The bad news is now the right tube is taking the hit because you come out of the tube and the accident that was in the left tunnel is now on the right shoulder at the Key Highway ramp. So we're still backed up and we're going to be backed up all the way back to the city-county line. 895, same story there. Back to the city-county line at that junction at 95 and the city-county line. There was a report of a minor accident in that backup. City police with a new wreck, Cold Spring Lane near Roland Avenue. Wilkins Avenue is closed in the city on the southwest side, not too far from Monroe Street between Pulaski Highway and Bentalo Street. There's a house fire in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We've got that fall chill going this morning. Sunny, breezy temperatures a little bit later on, and the highs in the low 60s. Today, we're back down to the upper 30s under clear skies. Both tomorrow and Saturday are going to be sunny. Temperatures back up into the low to mid 60s. Right now, sunny, 49 in Annapolis, 46 in Ellicott City. And I just happened to be perusing social media here just moments ago when I ran across this post from this guy that runs Change Annapolis. You might know him. His name is former Governor Lockdown Larry. And he says, "It's pretty incredible and humbling that nearly 3 years after leaving office, the people of Maryland still overwhelmingly approve of the job our great team did leading the state for 8 successful years. Thank you, Maryland." Then he points to some poll. He doesn't give us the source of the polls. I don't know where it came from. Maybe it came from his own group. But the poll says the net job approval rating is 43 points higher than Westmore. So his job approval is 76%, disapproval 15%. That's a 61% margin. Meanwhile, Westmore, 54% approval, 36% disapproval. That's 18%, and that's the 43-point gap there. First, I would point out that we don't know whose poll this is, who commissioned it. Secondly, maybe the job approval is that since you left office, people are happier in Maryland. But they certainly, and then one guy in the comments underneath saying, you're really not setting the bar too high if you're comparing yourself to the current moron governor who is destroying our state. Kristen.
Yep. Larry Hogan welcomed Westmore. He helped him campaign. He helped him win the election. They're two sides of the same coin. Remember, it was Dan Cox who was the whack job. He wouldn't even let him in the governor's mansion. And again, could never actually give a coherent statement of why he was a whack job. And Dan Cox said he believed in everything Hogan said he believed in. But he campaigned for him. He welcomed him. They had lots of smiley press conferences before and after the election. And by the way, the Change Annapolis Facebook page posts often get shared by the No More Facebook page, which has a lot of followers.
Interesting.
And again, you said it at the beginning, the graphics, the coloring, the tone is very similar to the Change Maryland, Larry Hogan initial campaign. It's the same. I'm 99.9% sure. It's the same. So just be aware. Yes, we don't like more, but think about who's behind some of these Facebook pages and posts, because they're always promoting Hogan if they promote somebody on the Republican side, but they don't promote any of the other candidates.
You could also make the argument that Larry Hogan was much more authoritarian than Wes Moore was.
Yes!
Yeah,
Wes Moore hasn't locked this down. Jeez! Again, we were more controlled, right, under a quote Republican. So again, no more. I want outsiders, true outsiders.
Okay, there's a new coalition. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. You're absolutely right about that. Coalition will hold a series of Powering the Mid-Atlantic hearings in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia. This is the new Maryland Freedom Caucus. They just announced it yesterday. Hey, listen to this dire prediction by Republican Senator Chris West.
Parts of Maryland literally are going to go dark. People are going to lose all their electricity within 5 years because the whole system doesn't have enough to give us. We need to start generating more electricity.
So he wants us to join with Pennsylvania. New Jersey is in the exact same state that we're in. Delegate Brian Chisholm also saying that it is time that we come up with a plan that works.
There's nowhere else that it's ever worked, and I just don't see it ever working here.
Yeah, and that's this 2035 clean energy nonsense. And that's what it is, nonsense by Governor Moore and by the Democrats in their Climate Control Act of 2022 that they think they were going to be getting, not having gas guzzling cars anymore. We'll all be driving EVs. We'll all have houses powered by solar, wind, water. It just isn't going to work. There isn't enough energy you can generate with solar, wind, and water and with the EVs. So we need to scrap that plan and come up with a new one. And at least I'll give them credit for putting together this coalition. But we need leadership on this issue. And right now, the only one that's really giving us any concept of true leadership on this is Ed Hale and, to some extent, John Myrick. But Ed Hale is out ahead of the game on this one when it comes to all of the above approach, including nuclear. For that, Town Appliance wants you to recommend, if you're in the market for a new appliance, you want to upgrade your current appliances, you are on a budget, or maybe you don't care how much you pay, whatever the case may be, get over to Town Appliance. They have a showroom that will just absolutely overwhelm you. It is wonderful. Go ask for Mayor or Mayor. They're both named Mayor. They'll both be able to help you out. Their service is second to none, and they'll have a price match as well. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is working hard to make sure the historic peace deal between Israel and Hamas sticks. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Jolan Nell says Secretary of State Rubio is Israel-bound.
As Washington tries to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire, the top U.S. diplomat will be arriving in Israel hot on the heels of the Vice President J.D. Vance and two special envoys. In an apparent attempt to embarrass the Prime Minister during their visits, on Wednesday, far-right politicians in the Israeli Parliament took the symbolic step of giving preliminary approval to a bill that would give Israel authority to annex the West Bank, a move opposed by the U.S. Before leaving on his trip, the Secretary of State said annexation would be counterproductive and threatening.
Russia's two biggest oil companies, target of new U.S. sanctions aimed at choking off funding for Vladimir Putin's war machine. The European Union authorizing a new round of Russia's sanctions as well. President Trump is dispatching ICE agents to San Francisco to enforce federal immigration law, and that's being denounced by Democrat politicians.
San Francisco's mayor and California's governor condemned the move, saying it's meant to provoke protests. President Trump has repeatedly mentioned deploying National Guard troops to San Francisco over crime concerns, as he has in other Democratic cities. Local and state leaders say crime in the city is at record lows and have vowed legal action.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. President Trump's crackdown on drug smuggling moves from the Caribbean to the Eastern Pacific. The U.S. military has blown up a second suspected drug-running boat off Colombia. Two such strikes in the Pacific, seven so far in the Caribbean. War Secretary Hegseth describing the target as narco-terrorism. terrorists. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 123 points, and NASDAQ futures off 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, then this message is definitely one you need to hear. The price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled in the past 24 months, and silver is poised for huge gains in the near term. That's why when you call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD, you'll be positioned for the next wave of dramatic growth in precious metals. The devaluation of the U.S. dollar and the volatility of the stock market all play a part in why silver continues to be a safe haven location for your assets, and why precious metals continue to dominate in an uncertain financial climate. Learn more when you call 800-741-GOLD. We'll send you a free precious metals guide, plus a copy of former IMF Chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now for you to consider silver to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on 95. We were backed up and we just went back to look at this delay at the city county line on 95, and we spotted a broken down vehicle, white vehicle sitting in the right center lane, 95 south, right before the ramp at Moravia Road. Nobody with it, unprotected, has the flashers on, and they're coming up on it, and they really don't see it till they get right there. So one lane to the right, two lanes to the left, and hopefully we'll get some backup there, and that will take care of that. But right now, that's in a bad spot with a lot of this traffic coming south on 95. We're still backed up from earlier problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Those delays back on 95 all the way through the city county line. The right tube is slowing coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the accident on the right shoulder at the Key Highway ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day ahead of us. Cold to start with sunshine returning again. Highs end up in the breezy low 60s today. Clear skies will follow with lows dipping back into the frosty low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 52 in Edgemere and 51 in Joppa Town at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland mistakenly issued double payments to state workers who took part in the voluntary buyouts. The program was rolled out over the summer in a cost-cutting effort. The state says anyone who received the extra funds should leave the money in their accounts, and it will be taken back automatically over the next few weeks. The state has blamed a software error for the overpayments. Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of the victim killed in a pedestrian crash on Tuesday evening. 75-year-old Darlene Platt of Severn was struck by a Ford Bronco as she attempted to cross Telegraph Road in the area of Denson Drive. Police say the driver did not see Platt until she was directly in front of the vehicle, and he remained at the site of the crash. Platt was declared dead at the scene. Police say their investigation is ongoing. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 628, the pick four 3075. At 8:05 on Casey and Company, Stein on Sports is coming up next.
Paycheck replacement is the concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp., member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. After 5,231 games over 36 seasons as a player, coach, and manager, Donnie Baseball is going to his first World Series. We're talking about Don Mattingly, the newest name to emerge as an Orioles managerial candidate. Mattingly, currently the bench coach for the Blue Jays, was asked on the Dan Patrick Show what he was thinking in Game 7 of the ALCS when the Jays were trailing in the 7th to the Mariners.
And all year long, this has been a team that I could sit here and go, you know what? I trust these guys. And that doesn't mean it's going to work out. But for the most part, these guys show up and they play. They're a team. And they are really fun to be around.
Mattingly with 12 years of managerial experience, 7 with the Marlins, 5 with the Dodgers. Only one team in NFL history has started 1-6 and gone on to make the playoffs. And that happened 55 years ago. It was the 1970 Cincinnati Bengals who won their final 7 games and claimed the AFC Central title. Well, this is what faces the Ravens this Sunday against the Bears.
It's tough. You know, it's not fun being 1-5. And that's true. And so you walk around carrying that every single day, and that's part of the deal. But you got to be strong. You know, you got to have broad shoulders and deal with it. So,
meanwhile, it'll be an interesting reunion this weekend when the Packers come to Pittsburgh Sunday night to take on the Steelers, and led by quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization.
And Rodgers spent 18 years in the Packers organization, 15 as a starter, 11 playoff appearances, and a Super Bowl championship. Coming up in 30 minutes is John Harbaugh's message falling short. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust. From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you. Coming up in this hour, we'll hear from Carroll County Sheriff and the Carroll County State's Attorney slamming the Attorney General, Anthony Brown, much as we heard Sheriff Mike Lewis do earlier in the week. Mackenzie Frost is going in-depth tonight. She's got a brand-new interview dropping with City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. We'll get into this OIG report on the sidestep program in the city. But our top story here in this hour, Governor Moore meeting yesterday with, of course, the folks that are going to determine how many state layoffs there were going to be, and that is part of the ongoing problem in the budget crisis that the governor says that he inherited. He had a $5 billion surplus and turned it into a $3 billion deficit. Those are the facts. And the only way he dug his way out of the deficit is on the backs of Maryland taxpayers, ratepayers, et cetera. Remember the tech tax that's out there? Tech companies and all these outrageous fees for registration for our vehicles, emissions fees, all of that done on the but there was some casualties in the fact that 332 state positions were eliminated through the voluntary separation program, and about 107 vacant positions were not filled, total of about 503 state cuts or job cuts or unfulfilled positions, whatever you want to call them. So let's put it in perspective. 5,000 jobs were added when Governor Moore came into his first, in his term, this term. Hopefully there won't be a second term. But he added 5,000 jobs, and so he grew the size of government, and now, of course, he's laying 300. And these are voluntary separations. These aren't people that have actually been fired. They've chosen to take the money to leave. All right? So here's what he said yesterday about his accomplishments.
While we are proud that we are able to turn an inherited
deficit into a surplus, it also means that we have to focus on balancing the budget, rein in spending, increase our top line, and do it without sacrificing essential services that our people rely on.
Yeah, and again, this myth that he inherited a deficit is just, it's just awful. It's gaslighting the voters and taxpayers of Maryland. And he says, work to balance the budget. Well, that's constitutionally required in this state. That's your job. Do your job, man. A rein in spending? I don't think anything can be pointed to as he reined in spending. But again, he says, without sacrificing services, well, some of those services we don't even need. Some of those services we don't get. But you know whose fault it is? We all know who his default position is, and that is Orange Man Bad.
We have an administration that just continues to attack our economy and our people. And we have policies that are coming from the White House that are doing everything from raising prices to pulling away basic supports and basic services. And all this is happening at a time when we continue to manage a historic budget crisis.
$37 trillion in debt. The president has to do something, and he's doing that right now. And I understand. I understand that probably Maryland more than any other state, maybe Virginia's up there as well, relies on the federal worker for votes, for revenue, et cetera, for tax revenue especially. And that is what probably pains him the most. It's not so much the people, because if it were the people, he'd be on the phone right now to Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrook saying, vote to reopen the government, guys. But he's not doing that. Ask yourself why. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Republican reaction coming up next. Right now, Governor Johnson standing by with an update on rush hour.
The broken down vehicle still there in the right center lane, 95 southbound for the traffic coming down just below the city county line and right before the ramp comes on from Moravia Road. Nobody behind it, no help behind it, sitting there with the flashers on. A lot of tractor trailers in that lane, and they come right up behind it, and then they have to move away from there. So it's a bottleneck going back, and again, 95 is backed up back into Baltimore County, coming south from the Beltway down through Chesico Avenue. And, of course, a lot of this overflow traffic is still trying to go through to the old Harbor Tunnel. So our delays continue, even though we cleared most of the problems southbound earlier at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We started off with that, with a blockage there in the left, too. But this guy's in a bad spot, and these tractor trailers are queuing up right behind it. And he has the flashers on, but still sitting in the right center lane. City police a couple minutes ago with a wreck, Cold Spring Lane at Roland Avenue, and the active fire call in the city. A lot of equipment there. House fire, Wilkins Avenue around Pulaski Street over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a fall chill in the air this morning and then warming up. It's going to be sunny and breezy, temps in the low 60s a little bit later on today. Overnight clear temps in the upper 30s tomorrow and Saturday. Sunshine and temps in the 60s. And right now we're 49 in Parkville and 46 in Bel Air. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Maryland, it is time for America 250 Birthday Updates.
Thank you.
yesterday we talked about the Cuban Missile Crisis being the anniversary of those 6 days in October, and then I heard from one of our listeners, Mark, in Sarasota, Florida, who attended Severn School here in Anne Arundel County, and he something I never was aware of, that the admiral of the then Atlantic Fleet at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis was named Corky Ward. Admiral Corky Ward later went on to be the headmaster of Severn School here in Maryland, and he went on to tell his students just how close we came to a nuclear event when he was on the phone with one ear with the president and the other ear with the folks, you know, fire control, and very, very close when that Russian ship had not turned around. Then he was sure he was going to get the order to open fire, and the Lord knows what would have happened next. But crisis averted, but there's a little local history for you there in that Admiral Corky Ward, who was head of the Atlantic Fleet, was a headmaster right here at Severn School in Maryland. Always great to hear from our listeners on that as well. So on this day in 1983, suicide bomb attacks on peacekeeping troops in Beirut killed 241 U.S. Marines and 58 French soldiers. The warnings were ignored. Defenses left vulnerable in the attack on Marines in Lebanon. I still see the haunting picture of that crater that truck bomb created. Just was on. It looked like a meteor hit the earth, and 241 Marines. But in a rare display of responsibility, then President Reagan accepted the blame for the security breach that allowed the bombing of the barracks. Quote, "If there is to be blame," Reagan said, "it properly rests here in this office and with this president, and I accept responsibility for the bad as well as the good." End of quote. He spoke after reviewing a 166-page Pentagon report prepared by a special commission headed by retired Admiral Robert Long that blamed the entire military chain of command, including the commander-in-chief, for this suicide attack. Reagan told reporters at the White House, quote, "I soberly consider the commission's word about accountability and responsibility of authorities up and down the chain of command." He said, "I do not believe that the local commanders on the ground, men who have already suffered enough, should be punished for not fully comprehending the nature of today's terrorist threat." Reagan went on to say, "It would be a tragedy for anyone to believe the servicemen killed in bombing died in vain," and noted that their mission is extremely difficult. Quote, "I think it would be tragic for the families who've lost a loved one if this comes about, because it hasn't been in vain," he said. "The cause was worthwhile." The official report said that the Marines in Beirut were in a difficult position in an increasingly hostile environment. U.S. personnel responded properly after the attack. The evacuation of U.S. casualties to Europe rather than to closer Israeli facilities was not faulted. But Reagan went on to say the fact that these Marines were not allowed to lock and load, they may have been able to stop those truck bombs on this day. Yeah, a very dark day for the United States Marine Corps. And the commander-in-chief did take and accept it. It bothered him to his dying days, he said in his books. And that's a look at America's 250th birthday update here on Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Joining us now is Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You know, look, you've been working with a lot of clients who are refinancing their regular home equity lines of credit with a reverse mortgage. Why is this a good idea?
I mean, a lot of people opened those lines of credit when rates were low, and they use them as kind of a backup for extra expenses. I mean, now rates are up, and those small minimum payments have turned into big minimum payments. You know, and by refinancing with a reverse mortgage, they still have access to that line of credit, giving them the same flexibility they wanted originally when they took out their regular line of credit without a monthly payment. So we're seeing that really change cash flow and give them access to extra money in the future.
You mentioned recently that you help someone avoid foreclosure. So how can a reverse mortgage help somebody in that situation?
I mean, number one, you hate to see anybody in that situation. I mean, the stress it brings is ridiculous. You know, I just helped the woman on the Eastern Shore who lost her job for health reasons and fell behind on her mortgage. But most people in foreclosure can't get a regular loan because, you know, the regular mortgage lenders don't want to take on that headache. You know, I've used a reverse mortgage hundreds of times to get people out of foreclosure because there's no minimum credit score requirement, no monthly payments. basically, if the numbers work, I can get it done, and I can usually tell somebody in about 10 minutes. I mean, I've helped homeowners that were behind on their mortgage, line of credit, property taxes, even working with a client right now that's behind on their homeowners association dues. So if it sounds like you and you're playing catch up, a reverse mortgage is a great way to get everything taken care of, but call me before it gets too late to help.
And finally, what are the few of the fears that you hear that people have before while they're considering a reverse mortgage?
I mean, I don't know if it's a fear as much as a worry, but a lot of people are concerned about what's going to be left for the kids. I mean, you know, once a parent, always a parent. I mean, I explained to them, if you had a regular mortgage, that loan has to be paid off. It's the same with the reverse mortgage. When someone passes, the kids usually sell the house, pay off what's owed, and keep the rest. I mean, they can keep the house they want, but that rarely happens. I mean, some of the recent federal safeguards now limit how much can be borrowed in the first place, which helps preserve equity over time. I mean, the fact of the matter is, in most cases, the kids are in better financial shape than their parents, and they'd rather see you use what you've earned and take care of yourself and live comfortably.
Oh, great. So if people want more information, and I know you do no-obligation-free in-home consultations, how do they get in touch with you?
They can always catch me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Thank you, Mark. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, take care. It's 8:23, 23 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up after the 8:30 news, we're going to be talking with Mackenzie Frost. She goes in-depth, and she's got a brand-new interview dropping with City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. We'll preview that and more right here on WCBM. First, it is time once again for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the incident, I-95 south of Moravia Road, clear to the right shoulder, and they finally got some help there and got the vehicle off to the side. We're backed up. Get this now. We're backed up on 95 all the way back from the Fort McHenry Tunnel back on 95, almost back to the Beltway. So this is from all this stuff that started in the Fort McHenry Tunnel this morning at about 6:15, and we have not yet recovered. We're still pushing that traffic south through that entire area. So 95 and 895 start with a delay. You have that right at the split at the city-county line, and then 95 coming down from the Beltway joins that. So from the tail end of that backup to get through all of this mess, probably close to an hour delay for the traffic southbound, even though we are moving all the lanes once again. Beltway, yep, still jammed up most areas. And there's still the active fire call in the city. Wilkins Avenue is closed over on the southwest side, not too far from Monroe Street. Plenty of room to get around it with local detours underway through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chill this morning, warming up a little bit later on. It'll be sunny and breezy. Temps in the low 60s right now. 49 in Annapolis, 48 in the city. Joining us now is Hyung Tan, director of the Baltimore County Department of Aging. And we've got the Power of Aging Expo coming up again Wednesday, October the 29th. That's next Wednesday at the Timonium Fairgrounds from 9 to 6. And again, Hyung, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yes, good morning.
So, again, what are is this a new event? Because I don't remember seeing it before. Or, it just seems like we usually have the Senior Expo and stuff we get on the weekends, but now we have this is going to be next Wednesday. So give us some details about this event.
Sure. This is actually our 18th year doing it. It will be actually my first event as the director for the Baltimore County Department of Aging, so I'm really excited about that, this event. But it's our largest event, and it's our signature event that happens every year around this time, and we're really excited. There's it really is a one-stop shop for older adults, caregivers, and families. It's the largest event in the Mid-Atlantic region for older adults, and we're just really, really excited about it because there's so many resources and vendors and partners that came together to help us put together this Power of Aging Expo at the Maryland Fairgrounds.
Yeah. So, again, I know Baltimore County has got a aging population, one of the leading counties in the entire country for aging population. So what can our residents expect to see? Some of the highlights of the show, what do you have scheduled for them?
Sir, we have over 150 vendors, from music to resources to agency partners being there. But I think one of the three things that I'm really looking forward to is that there is a home model in which there's a smart model in which people can really walk and tour and look at what a smart home as you age in place looks like. There's also, it's October and vaccination season, and there is an opportunity to get vaccinated by our Safeway partners, and our health department will be there. And then lastly, we have a pretty large caregiving support because we know that older adults are caregivers here in Baltimore County. We have about 200 older adults living here, and to age in place, we rely on family caregivers. And so there is going to be a large resource area for family caregivers and their loved ones here. And so those are the exciting things that you can look forward to at the expo, but also there's really fun things too. There's entertainment and music playing all day. I heard that there's going to be a Beatles tribute and Zumba and tap dancing if you want to move. We have over 21 senior centers in Baltimore County. I'm not sure if you know that, but there's going to be instructors and all of our senior center team there. Really, for members who are interested in signing up, can visit our senior center section, but also just remember, because there's going to be a lot of walking and the area is very large, to wear comfortable shoes, stay hydrated, and we're just really, really excited to see you there.
And what is the price of admission, and where do the proceeds go to?
Well, the proceeds go to our Seniors in Need Fund every year. This really is our emergency fund to help older adults for emergency needs like food, medicine, electric bills during the winter season. So all the proceeds that go into this expo go into our Seniors in Need Fund. And the tickets are just $2. Or a donated canned goods, which goes to our local nonprofits. And we really, the idea is that it is open to anyone, and we really are looking forward to seeing you there.
And the website that you can share with our listeners for more information, please?
Sure. It's powerofageexpo.com, powerofageexpo.com, or you can call our Maryland Access Point for information, which is 410-887 2594.
Thanks so much. Hope to see you Wednesday, October 29th, Millennium Fairgrounds from 9 to 6 for the Power of Age Expo. Hing and Tan, Director of Baltimore County Department of Aging, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, it's 8:29 here on KCN Company. Coming up after the 8:30 news, Mackenzie Frost is going to join us. We're still going to hear from Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese and also the Carroll County State's Attorney on the Attorney General, Anthony Brown, who is basically going after local law enforcement and basically trying to intimidate them if they try to help ICE agents in any way, shape, or form. And Democrats have launched a new ICE tracker, so we'll tell you about that because I think that's aiding and abetting the criminal activity of illegal aliens as well. So stay tuned for that here on Casey and Company. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here with the latest is Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball, the Ellicott City Partnership, and business owners have announced an effort to return a clock to the bottom of Main Street. The standing clock was washed away by the 2016 and 2018 floods and recovered from the Patapsco River each time, referencing the effort to save the Hill Valley Clock Tower in the film Back to the Future. Ball turned up at a Wednesday press conference in a DeLorean. The plan is to raise $10,000 from the community and receive grant funding to cover the cost of a clock for the B&O Plaza. The state's Department of Transportation and the Maryland Historical Trust will unveil an historical marker today to recognize the legacy of the Strawbridge Home for Boys in Eldersburg. The ceremony will highlight the historical significance of the home that was dedicated to the protection, training, and development of hundreds of young boys in need from 1924 until 1959. The ceremony will take place at 11 a.m. on the south side of the Sykesville and Bennett Roads intersection.
a Howard County project to stabilize the slope along South Courthouse Drive in Ellicott City is expected to begin Monday. In addition to stabilizing the slope, the project includes the installation of a new traffic barrier, roadway paving, curb and gutter improvements. There will be construction-related road closures and signs will be posted to alert drivers. Weather permitting, the project is expected to be completed by mid-December. And Maryland mistakenly issued double payments to state workers who took part in the voluntary buyouts. The program was rolled out over the summer in a cost-cutting effort. The state says anyone who received the extra funds should leave the money in their accounts, and it will be taken back automatically over the next few weeks. The state has blamed a software error for the overpayments. And Baltimore County Police have cleared the driver of a truck in connection with the collapse of the Carroll Road Bridge. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks, participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains, and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
8:30 and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem in Frederick County. It's a vehicle fire reported, and the report is all the westbound lanes are blocked at exit 49. I'm looking at the camera at Mount Phillip Road that's in that area, and there's not a lot of traffic moving right now on the westbound side. So that's going to be a big deal for traffic out in that area west of 270 and into Frederick County. So we'll keep you posted on that. Still some big delays from earlier problems southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, with delays still affecting both 95 and 895 all the way back through, and including the traffic coming down towards the city-county line on I-95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day ahead of us. Cold to start with sunshine returning again. Highs end up in the breezy low 60s today. Clear skies will follow with lows dipping back into the frosty low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. For the last 18 years, it's been John Harbaugh coaching the Ravens. Almost a generation by definition, which brings up the fact that he's now coaching a new generation of players. Is there a gap? Is he still effective? Senator Tyler Linderbaum says it's not even a question.
Absolutely. No, he's one of the best coaches in the league for a reason. He's been doing it for a long time, and at the end of the day, it's our responsibility as players to go out there and play as hard as we can, no matter what the situation is.
Harbaugh's 18-year tenure, second only to Mike Tomlin's 19 years in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, questions still continue to swirl around a Ravens defense that has, for the most part this season, underwhelmed. Although the Rams game offered a glimmer of hope, safety Kyle Hamilton was asked what was different that Sunday.
It's kind of a backs against the walls mindset. Never seen a boxer get out of the corner by not swinging or throwing any punches. So it's kind of that mindset that we should have brought into the season, which I feel like we kind of had.
NFL Week 8 kicks off tonight. Vikings will be at the Chargers. Terps on a bye this week. They'll take on number 2 ranked Indiana for homecoming next Saturday. Boy, it used to be when Indiana was a gimme. Malik Washington has gobbled up all the headlines, but another freshman from Baltimore has shined on the defense.
Sidney Stewart is an old soul.
that a lot of things are very important to. He was ahead of where I thought he was going to be when we first started working together.
That's Terps defensive coordinator Ted Monachino on the Concordia prep grad. Freshman Sidney Stewart, top 15 in the country in sacks. New names leaking out in the Orioles managerial search. Former Mariner skipper Scott Servais, former Marlins and Dodgers manager Don Mattingly are the latest mentioned. Neither have been interviewed yet. Mattingly is the bench coach for the Blue Jays, unavailable until after the World Series. This just in now from ESPN's NBA reporter Shams Charania. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested early this morning as part of an FBI sports gambling investigation. The charges stem from suspicious betting interest on Rozier's stats ahead of a game in 2023 when Rozier was a member of the Charlotte Hornets. FBI Director Kash Patel will hold a news conference at 10 a.m. this morning to provide further details. A couple of happy heavenly birthdays for you this morning. John Heisman, for whom the trophy is named, born on this day in 1869. And Pele, the soccer great, player of the century, born on this day, 1940, passed away in 2022. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, Mackenzie Frost in-depth preview here on WCBM, brought to you by Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating and Air, where family, faith, and fair service come first. And Mackenzie is now on the Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. Big interview coming up. Your interview with Ivan Bates, brand new one dropping tonight on In Depth at 5 o'clock on Fox 45. Can you give us a preview, a little golden nugget?
Yeah, so we talked to him about the Sidestep program, right? And he has been pretty frustrated about this program for a few months now. We spoke with him first about this back in May, and after the IG report came out yesterday, kind of showing the lack of data indicating the success of this program, you know, Ivan Bates says that he's been asking for information about this from the mayor's office for months, and he hasn't been able to get it. And so now he is looking at what other options he has in terms of working with the city to kind of figure out where his office has to go next, because he argues that his prosecutors need to know the information about these young people who are involved in Sidestep. He says that if his prosecutors are the ones in court and the judge asks them, you know, what's this juvenile's history, they might not know the full story if Monzi isn't telling them all the full details if these kids are participating in this diversion program. And so, you know, the possibility of court is now on the table, according to Bates.
Well, I did watch your piece with the Inspector General, Isabel Cumming, and she said the investigation is ongoing. And yeah, and it sounds to me like there's a lot more data to be acquired. Do you think Bates is going to wait till that investigation by her office is complete before he would conduct or open one of his own?
I'm not sure. You know, the IG investigation, it doesn't sound like that will be complete until February or March. At least that's what she says. And, you know, her investigations take time. And it all depends on if she's able to get the information. And, you know, based on what we learned from this initial report, the city spent just under $25,000 to do an internal evaluation, and Monzi didn't even give the evaluator the data to do this. So I'm not really sure if the person being paid by the city to do the evaluation wasn't able to get the information, why the Inspector General would be able to do that either.
Do we know at this preliminary point in time what the recidivism rate is for youth going into the Sidestep program?
Well, right now, first of all, the Sidestep program is not operational at this moment. It was it ended at the end of the fiscal year of 2024. The calendar year of 2024. And so right now the city's evaluating plans to expand citywide, and Monty tells me they still plan to do that. They just don't have a timeline as to when. Earlier in the year, they had hoped to have it citywide by this fall. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. But according to the report, you know, the six-month recidivism rate was pretty low. They argued that 81% of kids did not recidivate, so 20% did. But Isabel Cumming, the inspector general, argues that if you look beyond 6 months, that number jumps to 40%, and so it nearly doubles. And Ivan Bates argues that 6 months really isn't enough time to see if the program is effective, but that seems to be the mark that Monzi is using. It's not really clear why they chose 6 months, or if they're planning on going beyond the six-month mark to measure the success moving forward if the program does expand.
It seems to me, because you've been covering this for a long time now, whether it's Safe Steps or now Side Step or whatever, Safe Streets, I'm sorry, that there's a narrative that is unfolding that there is a lack of transparency in these city programs, especially running through Monzi. Do you think that, do you get a sense that Ivan Bates feels the same way and may open up an investigation into all of it?
He certainly feels the same way. I can tell you that he is very frustrated with the apparent lack of transparency, whether he decides to launch an investigation into all of it. He has talked about wanting to perhaps open an investigation into what we learned about the Safe Streets ties and what attorneys were possibly doing in court. He has talked about doing that and now possibly going to court over getting information for the Sidestep program. But, you know, when it comes to these programs, it does look like the city is keeping information very close to their chest, and while at the same time publicly stating that they value transparency and accountability. So, you know, they say one thing and do another.
Sure. More with Mackenzie Frost here in just a moment. In depth tonight, Fox 45 at 5 o'clock. Now with traffic and weather on the threes, the update with Chuck Whitaker.
Absolutely gridlocked this morning. Most of the areas, we started off at 6:15 with a big problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That backed up 95, 895 backed up, 95 backed up through Rosedale. That started it. Then we had several problems in the backups with an accident, a broken down vehicle. All of those delays are still there. The overflow traffic gets on the Beltway. So they start over at 95, Bel Air Road, Providence Road through 83. The backup through Pikesville is Green Spring, Park Heights Avenue. That goes from there, get this, all the way down to Route 40 before that gets better. So that's backed up about 7 or 8 exits as you're coming down through there. The inner loop through Pikesville is slow through Green Spring. And again, the Parkville side is very slow all the way over there. The inner loop slowing, by the way, coming up through the Liberty Road through 795 is also still in play. The backups are still there at both the Harbor Tunnels. The vehicle fire, I-70 out in Frederick near the exit 49. There are delays really now on both sides of the roadway through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be sunny today, breezy, low 60s, overnight clear, temps in the upper 30s in the burbs, low 40s downtown. Right now we are sunny and 51 in Annapolis, and it is 51 in the city. Mackenzie Frost in-depth preview is brought to you by Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air, where family, faith, and fair service come first. Mackenzie, you have been on the Safe Streets reportage now for quite some time. And I just wanted to ask you this. I mean, have you looked into, and I'm sure you have at some point, the legality of using city tax dollars to fund this agency, this program, but they then farm out the employment to private entities so they can avoid FOIA requests and the identities of these employees that are being paid with city tax dollars? Is it legal what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of, yes, simply yes. But this is the design of how so many programs and you know, different organizations and things are run in Baltimore. And not just Baltimore, but a lot of nonprofits kind of have this model, and organizations have this model in the city, right? Where a lot of city services or various programs that are vital to the city are then kind of farmed out to nonprofits. And this is something that I've actually had a conversation with the city council president, Zeke Cohen, about when it comes to not Safe Streets specifically, but when it comes to the opioid conversation. You know, he wants to see more of the actual programming brought under the city umbrella, like the health department, for example, because he argues that sometimes the city uses nonprofits too much. And, you know, that does bring up the conversation of, well, is it designed this way to shield information from the public? Because, yes, it is tax dollars, but because it goes out into these nonprofits, the information goes into a black hole because those nonprofits are not subject to public transparency, like the public records request, like it would be if it were the city. And it does seem like that is the system designed almost to keep information shielded.
In addition, news this week of 81 nonprofits delinquent. And one of those nonprofits involves the mayor's wife, Hannah Scott. Now, yep. I'm not saying it's illegal or unethical, but clearly there's an appearance of impropriety here.
Yeah, I mean, and the city is built on nonprofits, right? There are so many different nonprofits operating in the city, and a lot of them are doing great work. I don't want to say anything like that because they are doing, you know, fantastic work, but when so many organizations look to City Hall for funding, there are a lot of questions about the transparency level when there is no expectation of providing information to the public when the public is the one paying for these programs.
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight, Fox 45 in depth at 5 p.m. With Mackenzie Frost, a new interview dropping with the city state's attorney, Ivan Bate. So we'll be tuned into that to make sure we're going to want to hear what he has to say about all of this.
He's very frustrated. He is animated and very frustrated about it all. So I highly recommend people tune in.
I can't wait. All right, Mackenzie, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. All right, you too.
You too. All right, that's Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, and her preview of In Depth here on WCBM, brought to you by our good friends, and I want to thank them for their sponsorship, Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air, where family, faith, and fair service come first. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Well, you might remember the name Randy Johnson. He was a Hall of Fame pitcher, and he was signing autographs over the weekend, and some people walked up to him and asked him to sign jerseys for them, and he refused. But he has a good reason. He explained why he won't sign jerseys for people. Here's Randy. Check it out.
That's the one thing that I don't sign, because it's the one thing that can raise money for charities, my charities, other people's charities, because there's not a lot of them floating out there. I was doing this way back and was a long time ago. Yeah. So that's one. Yeah.
So you couldn't figure out why.
Yeah.
Smart, though.
Because it's the one thing. I mean, everything else just signed, but one thing that might raise a little bit more money for a charity.
So he won't sign the jersey because he thinks if he does that, people will then sell the jersey, and that money's going to go to somebody that for their own personal profit or whatever. He'd rather donate the jersey to a charity or his signature on a jersey to a charity to make sure that the charities are well-funded and they're getting their good fair share of. I think it's a rather interesting approach. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom's stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Hi, I'm Linda, and my dad, Mark, has been helping thousands of families for over 32 years with Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He believes in fair prices and making it easier for families by helping them qualify for valuable manufacturer MBGE rebates. Dad has financing at zero interest for up to 2 years. Even more, he's offering a $79 furnace checkup plus $50 off your first service call. Call 443-837-4278 and let my dad turn any HVAC issue into an energy-efficient system for years ahead. Visit us at GoMetropolitan.com. Today.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, James O'Keefe discovers a $100 billion fraud scheme involving pass-throughs to companies claiming to be minority-owned. That's billion with a B, and that's just the beginning.
What was his point? I have no idea. Dude, I don't get it. I don't get it either.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, so let the beginning.
I'll tell you, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy is going to have to start acting soon. The latest plague is illegal alien truck drivers. We have a 21-year-old semi-truck driver killed three people in a fiery Southern California crash. He is an Indian illegal alien by the name of Joshua Sean Preet Singh. And then we have another illegal alien from Serbia, Montenegro, plowed a semi-truck into oncoming traffic and killed an Indiana man last week. And then I don't know if you saw the video of a truck driver stopping an illegal alien truck driver driving the wrong way down the freeway in the last week. Again, this is all under the Biden regime. We've got people who should not be behind the wheel of semis, and they are. So there should be a nationwide review on this problem, because it's going to cause major traffic, major problems. 8:53, traffic weather on the freeze. Once again, here's Chuck.
Well, it doesn't take much for anybody to cause a traffic problem these days, with the Fort McHenry Tunnel taking all the hit this morning with a big deal early for about an hour and 20 minutes. We were closed southbound in the left-hand tube. All of that has been rectified, but it backed us up and it never recovered. Backed up all the way back to the city-county line. The 95 in turn was backed up coming down through Rosedale, Route 40, Route 7, all backed up over on that northeast corner. Then what happens is a lot of traffic says, well, I guess we have to take the Beltway, and they get on the Beltway and they go from Parkville to Towson. They go from Towson to Greenspring, and now in Pikesville, we're basically sitting still there from Park Heights Avenue through Reisterstown Road. That backup goes all the way down the hill towards Route 40. Still there. So all the other delays are still there as well on the Beltway, in addition to the recovery southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Had a vehicle fire at one point fully involved in Frederick County on I-70 near exit 49. Still some slowing there. And the house fire in the city, Wilkins Avenue, is still closed in the area of Monroe Street over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, breezy, low 60s tonight, back down to the upper 30s in the burbs, and low 40s rather in the city. It's 50 and cloudy right now in Columbia, and it is 53 and sunny in Ocean City. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, Governor Wes Moore was in New York City lying on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, with Charlamagne the Goof.
Yeah. That's a better name.
I love that name for him.
Yes. No, he was lying about the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild. He was lying about the reparations bill that he voted, or vetoed, I should say. I'm going to go through this, like a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah, we talked a little bit in our 6 o'clock hour this morning. Oh, he's tired of studies. He says he just wants action on reparations.
Well, then why did he take it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you're tired of the studies, why wouldn't you take a study that has been done previously, and there's many, right? You could have took it from anywhere. Why not get a study and then just start handing out checks? Hmm. Governor Glenn Youngkin has no problem handing out checks in Virginia.
Because the study in California shows that they can't afford it. That's
exactly.
Why.
Exactly. But Charlamagne the Goof didn't even call him out on that. So we're going to talk about that. Also, this AI weapons detection program. I keep thinking about this kid at Kenwood High School with the Doritos bag. And then I started thinking, you know, what if this kid was on the spectrum? What if the police pulled up and he had no idea what they were saying to him? I don't know why I keep thinking about this, but I'm going to ask the audience again. I mean, should we go back and redesign before we continue to implement it? Maybe metal detectors at the door again? I don't know, but
as a parent, I have mixed feelings because, one, you want to protect all the children in school,
right,
and we often bemoan the fact that we're not doing enough to do that.
Right.
Here we have something, it's flawed, but at least it worked. It got somebody that was perceived a threat, and police there. Yeah, you're right. If you're the parent of that student who was detained, now you're wondering if he had said something or done something that was perceived.
Pulled out a cell phone, anything.
It could have ended badly. So we got to fix that.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that. And then also, Sunny Houston on The View. Yesterday, she was talking about her black son and how she had to take him to the police department to let the police know that that was her kid. And he's running around the neighborhood because he's training for the Olympics.
Yeah, running around white neighborhoods, she said. Yeah.
So she drops that little nugget. She's like, well, wait a minute. So you don't want to live around black people? Let's talk about this, Sunny. So we got lots to talk about today.
All right, Kim is up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned. She always does a great show. We had Sheriff Mike Lewis on earlier this week, and he just lit up the Attorney General, Anthony Brown. Haven Shoemaker, Carroll County State's Attorney, doing the same regarding this memo. Brown's guidance reads more like a veiled threat to local law enforcement officers who cooperate with federal authorities enforcing federal immigration laws than friendly advice. And then he said he left out the 287G program altogether, and Sheriff Jim DeWeese of Carroll County talked about the memo.
This isn't just a memo to us. This is a warning to us that if you violate any of this, I'm going to come along and charge you.
Yeah, and he had some choice words for the Attorney General.
For this Attorney General, it's usually to gain leverage to charge a police officer for violating the memo, or it's usually to go to Annapolis to create legislation to make it easier to charge a police officer for this particular Attorney General.
Yeah, and that's because Brown's a willing participant in the war on cops, because let's make it more difficult to be a police officer, and let's do whatever we can to make it a hostile environment for them. And Sheriff DeWeese says this was more of a warning than anything else.
We saw it as more of a warning as opposed to an informational memo.
Yeah, just incredible. So tomorrow we'll talk about the Dems ice tracker. We didn't have time to get into that today, and much, much more. I just want to call your attention to what's happening in Ireland. I don't know if you've seen the video of this, but there was a report of an Algerian migrant who raped a 10-year-old girl in Ireland. And Irish citizens have exploded in a wrath and a rage all over Dublin. Again, it's just, it looks like a war zone. Chaos has erupted in Dublin. And this is happening all over Europe right now, where they have made the mistake of allowing certain incompatibles into their country. Sound familiar? Because it's happening here in the United States. Not to the level of what's happening in Germany and France and in the UK, specifically Ireland. But it's going to get there, and they're starting to push back and push back hard. We're going to watch this situation very closely over the next couple days, weeks, and months. Stay tuned for Kim back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.